It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Friday!
So happy that it's a Friday.
What's that commercial? Friday! Friday!
Well, actually,
it's just Friday.
I don't have a weekend. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, actually.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
No, because we have work tomorrow.
We have work tomorrow.
And then on Sunday, I'm hosting
you have to work.
Run, walk.
Which I hope we will get to.
I know. Go na
rin. We really want to go.
Please bring Cooper.
Can I just have a little confession?
Yeah.
I am hopelessly hormonal.
Yeah.
I haven't missed anyone enough that I would cry.
Yeah.
I mean, living.
Yeah.
And because yesterday I was out of the house by 5:30
a.m.
And I got home at 8. And that's unusual for me.
Yeah.
You know, there was just too much to do. Just too much to do. So when I got home, Cooper was asleep.
Yeah.
And I guess I missed him too much.
Yeah.
That he was already next to me.
Yeah.
And I was still bawling. And then today... Bawling!
Yeah, bawling!
And then today, when I had to leave, when he saw me, he was so happy. He was like tailing me everywhere I went in their room. He was always nakadikit, you know?
Yeah.
And leaving him again was just so... I'm like, Del, it's just a day. Come on, really.
No,
and,
but then it's the hormones.
It's the hormones!
Yeah, it's
and
really
I'm
the
like...
Hormones.
Oh, this is
it's
insane.
Abnormal.
It's abnormal. It's like, normally you'd get a little sad, but you don't cry. Buckets.
Yeah.
But I
Buckets. If I see you crying buckets, I'll come up to you and say, Bucket.
Tapos I'll hit you. I'm having my emo moment.
I'm crying bucket.
Bucket. Bucket. Yeah, it's, I don't know what's wrong.
Well, you don't have normal levels.
I never do.
No, I mean, like, diba?
Pregnancy is just an excuse.
So, diba, all that stuff happening in your body. So
yeah.
I guess that's also why.
I know.
And so, I think it's incumbent biologically to be like that when you're pregnant because you have to, I mean, biology's trying to make sure that...
You stay.
That you're a mother.
Yeah, you stay with the people you're supposed to take care of.
Exactly.
And I wanted to have this long tweet about guilt.
Yeah.
I mean, my heart goes out to all the working mothers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Because you know you're working because of your kids.
Yeah.
You know that. You know, for a better life, la la la. But whenever you're away, you just feel so guilty.
It's the whole, diba, that Vilma Santos movie.
Yeah, but I'm not even abroad.
I know, but it's that sort
it's
of thing.
It's the same.
It's just
same.
Magnified in her case.
In her case, because it's her, you
because
know, geography.
She's an OSW, and literally she couldn't see her children even if she wanted to.
I don't know, McDell. Come on, get a grip. Get a grip. But I couldn't get a grip yesterday.
Just bring Cooper here so you don't have...
I know. I was so tempted to just, you know, in his jammies go, come on, let's go. We're going. Oh, my gosh. And he would love that, I think. But
I think you're just shielding him from our influence.
And rightly so. And rightly so.
From Tita Chico and Tita Gina's influence. All right. So
Friday.
Friday weekend. And we've got a top 10 for you guys. Thank you to iExceptionally for suggesting this. It's cute. We are looking for the top 10 best love advice.
Oh.
What's that? Like, if you need to explain to us what the situation is.
Go ahead.
And then, you know, before you give us what the advice was, go ahead.
Because sometimes the advice, an advice is not one size fits all.
Yes, yes.
It really depends on the situation. So you might need to explain it.
You might need to explain. But if not, okay, like for instance, I exceptionally sent in an advice.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what the situation is. It stands on its own. And the example that I exceptionally gave was, don't look for the perfect guy. The right guy will do just fine.
Because
when you think about it, perfect is way better than right. But when you think about it, right is the best.
Yeah. Whether they're perfect, they don't have to be perfect.
They can be flawed.
Yeah.
But if they're the right guy for you,
right, right.
So,
actually, perfect can be not good for you.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay.
Diba? Mm. So, don't look for the perfect guy. The right guy will do just fine. It's very good advice.
Okay.
So, we're looking for those kinds of advices, okay?
All right, all right.
So, if you want to join us, the top 10 best love advice, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931.
Mm-hmm.
Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Best Love Advice.
All right, it was funny that the best advice was don't look for for Mr. Perfect. Mr. Right is just fine.
Yeah.
So we start things off with Pink's FN Perfect.
Yes.
All right, 6:13. Let's do this.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1, your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning. It's a Friday weekend.
Finally.
I mean, just, you know, just seeing
the sheer sound of it.
Yeah,
no?
Friday is like, ooh. Yes, it is. You're waking up to the weekend. The news. American Idol Season 11 runner-up Jessica Sanchez turned to social networking sites to express her excitement over her upcoming stint in the American TV musical Glee. Wow, this is good for her. On Tuesday, April 16, Jessica posted, quote, "Doing some Glee things today." And then she also tweeted, "Oh my gosh, walking through the sets makes everything so real." Jessica is reportedly playing Frida Romero, a powerhouse singer from the rival high school Glee club, Hoosier Daddies.
I know, I love that. It's Hoosier, tapos daddies. So Hoosier Daddies.
Hoosier Daddies. According to People.com, Jessica will appear in two episodes, including the season finale. She says, quote, "I'm very excited because I've never acted before. I really want to meet Naya Rivera. She's got that attitude and I love it." She also posted her photos with Matthew Morrison, Darren Criss, and Amber Riley on Wednesday, saying that she's ready for Glee.
And speaking of Naya Rivera, she's part of Allure's annual nude issue.
What?
Yeah.
She's going nude?
Yeah. Well, no, obviously not. I mean, artistic nude. But you can see it. She's sitting on a chair. She's completely
so
naked.
Many men have been waiting, and women, have been waiting for this.
As in nude.
Nudity, Gino. Nudity.
Nude. Oh, okay. Go.
Yes, I heard you. This is Naya Rivera from Glee.
Yeah.
Glee. Santana. Wait, when you say nude.
She was sitting. No, you can see that.
Just for the artistic, kind of.
She crossed her legs. And then she had like. But you see that she's not wearing anything.
Oh, right. It's like that. Remember there was an Emmanuel Shirky version of that Shirky? Where she was just covered in like a. She was half of her.
Sheer?
It was a white curtain. But you could see the outline.
Like that. Yeah. No, pero ito.
Yung wala ka talaga nakikita. But whoa.
Pero like, ito, walang curtain. I mean, you could really see that she's naked sitting there.
And so many men have been fantasizing about her and women. Well, you'll have your chance to see her on Allure. The annual?
Yes.
Annual issue.
It's really like wow, like if you see it.
So I guess like it's just unlikely that Jessica Sanchez would be more excited to see Naya Rivera.
I know.
I mean, you would think it would be some other.
Usually some of the bigger.
The belters.
Members. Yeah.
But of course Santana can sing. Wow.
Maybe it's the attitude.
Yeah, that's Maybe what she that's said. It's the attitude. Yeah. Ooh, okay, nice. Well watch.
Wait, is she dating anyone in Glee? Isn't she supposed to be dating somebody from there? Like,
oh, I don't know. Jessica Sanchez?
Mark Schalling? No.
Oh, Naya Rivera. I'm not sure.
If I'm not mistaken, I heard she was dating someone there. Anyway, I'll look for it.
That's the news. The first one today here on the show. What?
What? Try it again.
It's the first one today here on the show. You got us for 4 hours, so that gives us 3 more hours and 31 minutes together. On a Friday, right here on Summer's Hottest, Star X 93.3.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. This will promise to be interesting. Because, you know, like.
And I don't think we've done this in a while.
Yeah,
like,
not in a while.
All out love thing.
Yeah. And so we are looking for the top 10
best love advice.
Love advice. Especially with all the things happening now, you know, like the Janine
going on.
And then now the Heart's father came out with a new.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, it's a new batch. So, you know,
it started out with Heart's mom, right?
Yeah. Now it's the dad talking.
It's Heart's
What
dad.
Did the dad say?
Just more of the same. Yeah. We can actually do that as one of the news.
The news, okay.
But it's the latest. you know, the ba pag, when, once you start batuhan na yan,
yeah.
Aww,
and then it's
right.
like back and forth, back and
because you
forth.
Need to, for the one who's being talked about, you want to defend yourself
yes.
and react.
So if Senator Cheese will say something, of course the parents will say something. If the parents will say something, then Senator Cheese will say something.
Hart, eh. Let me be your knight in shining armor.
Vulture.
Let me be your knight in shining
Let
armor.
Let me be the one.
I'll take you away from all this gulo.
Yeah, really? Yeah, really?
I'll take you away from all this gulo. We will run away.
Wow.
Kumokoras. It's Gina Boy. No, but that's the thing, diba? So, some advice, if it's very specific to a situation, tell us what's happening. But, and then give us the advice.
Yeah,
but then some advice kasi parang it will stand on its own.
Have you seen her Instagram posts lately?
Yeah, which ones?
Just the ones on the beach where she's so gorgeous talaga.
Yeah. Actually, yesterday she posted like her face, just her face.
Yeah.
Pointing to, I guess that's makeup.
Yeah.
And then she's pointing to it and I was like, is that a face or is that a face?
Diba?
Grabe, grabe. Parang,
saka parang wala lang, no?
Oh,
I bet she didn't, hindi man siya lang umaanggulo.
Nag-effort na, no? And there was this one thing na parang, I think she was like on a boat or something. And then she was like, I think she was wearing like one of those parang flowy pants things. Tapos naka-bikini top siya. Na parang, it wasn't even like a two-piece or anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything too revealing. And then she had like a wide-brim hat on.
Talaga minemorya.
No, kasi she's really just gorgeous.
She is. No, but it's so funny, ah. Kasi diba, like kunyari one time, somebody wanted to have her picture taken with me. She was like, please, Chico, picture. She was so excited. So, okay, fine. So, let's do it. So, inakbayan ko siya. She looked so, suddenly, she just changed. She was so uncomfortable. And I was like, whoa, what happened there? Maybe she doesn't like being touched.
Yeah.
So, I was like, is everything okay? I was like, what happened? You were so excited. It's like, this is not my angle. She wanted to be on the other side.
This is her?
No, no, not
okay,
her.
Like,
not just this girl.
Alam ko okay. na.
Pero nakakatawa siya kasi talaga like, wow, it's that, and nag-change talaga yung demeanor niya. It's like,
look,
it's not my
think
angle.
About it. You're a big fan of someone and you finally have your picture taken.
You want to get the best photo possible.
Oh, kasi pagmamayabang mo yan eh. Like, you're gonna post that. And
but that was hilarious. Like, iba talaga yung mood niya. And she stopped smiling. She stopped. And she was like, hindi yan ang angle.
I just saw your story yesterday.
Just so cute.
So, I was at Fred's.
Yeah.
A hair chef podium yesterday.
Yeah.
And, so she was like, wait, he was like, hey, how's Chico? How's Gino? I said, oh, they're going to see you soon.
Yeah.
Because they have a photo shoot and they need to get primed up, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, well, how long have you, since you saw Chico? I said, and he said, oh, a long time.
Mm.
And then I go, ay, nako, maldito talaga yung dalawang yun. Oh, bakit? What did they do? I said, have you seen Instagram? And then he was like, no, 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 show me. So I show him, okay? I show him the picture.
Yes.
So, pareho sila ni
Lucy.
They go, actually, their reaction was, I didn't expect it.
So, yeah.
Hindi! Ang ganda mo kaya dito! Tapos Tita Lucy goes, mukha kang New Yorker! I laugh. Namalandi! And then I thought it, and then she goes, si Chico, mukhang taga Cubao.
New York din! Pero Cubao.
It's a New York, USA.
And then he was like, and then she was like, I started like laughing.
Right.
And she's like, please don't tell him. Please don't tell him. Please don't tell him.
And now you're not only telling him, but you're telling the world.
That was one of the funniest na nabasa ko. Na, sabi niya, ang ganda ng hairstyle mo, Chico. Yung bangs mo, dalawa yung hati.
Wait a minute. But in true Throwback Thursday fashion, yeah. Gino had posted something.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I saw it late, so I didn't show Fred.
Right.
Had I seen it, I would have shown Fred.
Wait, which one? I kind of posted a lot of like...
The one with Fran. The one
right.
with Fran where you had like bizarro
the Korean bangs. Looking hair.
But you know what?
Fran, no, really.
Fran looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you.
Thank you.
Fran looked gorgeous. But
you. Hindi, tapos may hesitation pa. Fran looked gorgeous, but you.
Oh my
thanks,
God.
Thanks,
I really hate
pero in fairness, and I'm not saying this to be bitchy, pero mas guapo ka na with a little bit of weight on.
Wow.
No, it's true.
No, because
you look kind of, I don't know.
I think they're...
Mukhang addict dati.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
No.
I was kidding.
No, so
no. Like, yeah.
Dalawa, either mukha kang addict, or mukha kang gutom.
No, pero
well, in reality, ngayon ko to diba,
like you, parang you filled out better.
But
than,
that's just, and it's the same true, with Chico when he was yeah. so thin. Parang
yeah. even with me,
mukhang bangkay.
Yeah,
actually, mukha siyang palito.
No, I saw that photo before. Kasi you were really, you were wearing like a baggy polo pa. Tapos dito, I think you were in the booth. Eh. Tapos like you had this, we weren't even smiling. I think it was a candid photo, and you're like, meh.
Alam mo, I'm going to run for office.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ban throwback Thursdays.
Di ba nga, we best na lang.
Hey, someone on Twitter was so disappointed. Oh, she was like, I thought you guys said you were gonna make webes. webes.
What is Friday?
Biyernes.
Biyernes, no?
Imbiyerna-biyernes.
Yeah, that's right.
Magpausa tayo.
Or baboyan-biyernes.
Imbiyerna-biyernes. Okay, so here we go. The top 10 best love advice. Ito na naman. Ang dal-dal natin.
Wala na time.
Kaya nga.
Can we just do a whole batch?
Ay, naku. Ano, sige, gusto nyo? Wala namang half batch, whole batch. Eh. Pero ako pa whole batch. Do you even hear me numbering them?
It's not even, it's not even a top 10 anymore.
Look, we can't be too truthful to the people out there.
What?
There has to be this illusion.
Oh, illusion of fullness. Diba?
Okay, just so, like most... kahit konti lang. Kahit konti lang. Ilad Villanueva says, somewhere along the way, we're doing the top 10 best love advice, a deal breaker will come along to change your standards. So don't be so standard-y.
It's so weird because my conversations since Tuesday, no, since Monday, had been about different people telling me the same thing.
The same
like
thing.
That.
A deal breaker.
Well, deal breaker thing.
You've been telling us about your deal breakers.
So is it, does this mean open up ka na sa Pinoy?
One deal breaker is enough.
Diba?
One deal breaker
one deal
breaker
is enough. Oh,
man, na.
So ano ha?
Kasi may isang deal breaker na siya.
And Ilad Villanueva says, mas mataas ang bayad, mas malaki ang pagmamahal. Yun ang kanyang advice. And Jing Dalagan says, don't fall in love kung mareklamo ka sa heartbreak.
Yeah, you have to know that.
Yeah. Yung parang ano, alam mo yun, sasali ka
loving
ng...
Loving is dangerous to your health.
Parang sasali ka ng paintball, tapos iyak ka ng iyak pag natamaan ka. Yung parang, you do know this is part of it, right? And so heartbreak is part of like...
But that's the funny thing. For example, people who join those like American Idol or Survivor. I mean, you know only one will win.
Yeah.
And then when you get voted off, you're like, as if a crime had been committed. You're so angry. But I always think, but don't you know that?
Yeah.
That
but I guess emotion always gets the best of you. Like,
that's true.
I'm sure a lot. I'm sure everybody who gets into, you know, a relationship has already thought in the back of their heads that this could turn sour.
Yeah.
But and once it does happen.
Yeah.
It's nothing you say to yourself will still prepare you for the pain that, you know, comes with it.
No, let's put it this way. You don't enter something thinking you'll fail.
Yeah.
So every single person who joins American Idol obviously is joining.
Or even
thinking,
love.
Win.
Or
thinking
even love.
That they're going to take home the crown.
Yeah.
Now, same thing with love. You don't enter it into it thinking, ah, maghihiwalay rin naman kami. Siyempre, you're thinking, this will go all the
it's
way.
It's true.
I mean, to the church.
Ayan.
No, I mean all the way to the church.
Oh, where else,
Baba? Exactly.
There's a future in it. Na parang you end up getting.
No, but I think, but you should remember that everyone will have more heartbreaks than like relationships that work out.
That work out.
Because you're only supposed to end up with one.
Exactly.
Unless you are, I think Muslim, diba?
Up to four.
Four
wives. You can have up to four wives.
And if you're one of those lucky ones that your first boyfriend ends up as your husband.
Yeah.
Because.
But
sorry, that's kind of sad.
Both my sister's in law.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
First boyfriend.
Wow.
Even my sister, actually.
Yeah.
My whole family. I'm the one who didn't make it. No, sila, first try.
Sila, my first boyfriend.
Shut up.
Well, that's a legitimate question. Or kahit ano bang nationality?
Filipino. Ano pa nun eh?
Ano pa? Tignan mo ha? Ang yabang niya. Hindi talaga ako aalma. Kasi this is juicy to juicy.
Yes.
Basta.
Juicy to juicy.
Kailangan ba nating lasingin to?
No.
Nako. Interesting yan. Nakaka-accent yan pag nalang.
Huwag mo sasabihin kay Gino ha. Kasi nako, he's going to. We know how you are.
What do you mean? Alam naman na niya eh.
Alam naman.
Kilala na niya. Di ba sinabi na natin sa kanya?
Uh-huh.
Ah, ito ba? Yes.
And Kuya Maui says, aanhin pa ang katabi kung wala namang nangyayari. Diba? So, Camila says, don't expect to be loved kung hindi ka naman lovable. Diba? Parang you have to be a little...
That's true.
Receptive. Alam mo yung love me for who I am, pero don't take it to the extreme naman that you're so unpleasant.
Tapos
you're
expect people.
Pero expect mo talagang people will be, and you're like, how come nobody's with me? Tapos ang bitchy-bitchy mo.
Parang alam yung sobrang supladang girl.
Exactly.
Magtatanong ka bakit walang nangliligaw sa'yo.
Yun. Exactly. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 best love advice comes from I'm Not John Lloyd.
He says,
if you love someone, be sure to hold them close. Because if you don't, somebody else will.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung you get.
There's always somebody out there who's trying to covet your goods.
It's like the Bruno Mars song, If I Were Your Man.
Yeah.
Was that? When I Was Your Man.
When I Was Your Man.
Because now a guy came in and gave her what she needed.
What she needed from you.
Diba parang don't ever take it for granted that they will always be there.
Be there.
Because when they experience...
Diba? A better kind of treatment. They might actually just leave.
Diba nga, that's the best way to pag manunulot ka.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do so. You offer them what they're not getting.
Exactly.
Hey, can I just do this one?
Yeah.
From Ilan Villanueva. Ang love, parang wakeboarding. Pag di ka na kaya kumapit, pag di na kayang kumapit, bitaw na kaysa masaktan ka sa huli.
Oh, that is true.
Right?
True. Ito pa, very, very serious talaga from Kuya Maui. Aanhin ang baby kung mukha namang monkey.
Sama. Hindi naman mo pa yung baby.
Oh my God.
No, like not baby, baby, but baby.
That kind of baby. And so there you go, the top 10 best love advice. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Best Love Advice.
All right, don't you just hate in between waxing days? You're all wrapped up all week long, sometimes longer, because you have to hide your fuzzy underarms and your stubbly legs. Well, you've just tuned in time because... Well, your suffering can end today, yesterday. Wear whatever you want, whenever you want, with Facial Care Center's Laser Light Hair Removal. Zap away pesky unwanted hair. Enjoy hair-free perfection for good. No more hiding while you wait for your next waxing at the salon and visit. And guess what? You'll never, ever have to wax again. Call 892-SKIN now because from April 1 to 30, you can get Laser Light at 50% off. Don't miss out. Again, that's 892-7546 per DTI NCR permit number 3020 series of 2013.
Monster Radio. RX93.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio. RX93.1. So we're going Dr. Love today.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love, Tom Alvarez.
Maybe we should have Dr. Love on the show.
No, ganito.
The Love.
Let's have Dr. Love here.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, let's ask him actual, like, love problems.
We should. Why don't we do that?
Di ba? From
we should, actually. As in, like, real love problems that he gets.
Yung sa atin talaga. Oh, as in, God. Let's see what he has to say.
It's going to be hilarious.
Wait, ano sa atin talaga?
No, like, our love problems.
Do you have love problems?
Di ba, babe? Minsan.
Bakit ganun? Bakit ako hindi ko alam na may problema ka naman pala sa akin?
Kala ko na tayo. Hindi na may problema ka.
Hindi, alam mo, ibibring up kayo mga problema natin habang nagluluto tayo ng tinola.
Yung kay Janine, di ba? Nagluluto sila ng tinola.
That was the cooking portion with Chris.
Right.
And then that's when she said
the whole thing.
No, pero alam mo, in fairness to Janina, because
people are ganging up on her.
They're ganging up on her.
I mean, they're making...
And when I watched it, it's not like, kasi parang, at least to me, because I haven't seen it at the time.
Uh-huh.
When I heard about this, the impression that I got was that she broke up with him in front of everyone on like national TV.
Yeah.
Everything that she was saying was in retrospect.
Yeah.
She was like, break na nga kami actually eh.
Tas yeah, but I got that much.
Na lang niya. And you know, and I was like, it's not that bad. No, she was just telling everybody na what happened.
No, what made it bad kasi was that she was saying it was about Danny O'Donohue.
Yeah.
and the ex was there. It's the show. Because they brought them still together knowing that they've broken up and then asked them about the breakup.
Well, Chris didn't seem to know.
She didn't seem to know.
Yeah, when they said break na kayo, hi, break na kayo. She was like, she was really, and you could see it. It's not like, it's hard to fake that. She was really like, whoa, really?
So maybe.
And you can't really like, at least she had the decency to actually break up with a guy
first. I like
and
that
point. I don't think.
Because some people would have tried, like, let's just say, okay. Kunwari ikaw. Del na lang. Kunwari del. Kunwari si Chris Pine. Kunwari may ano, si Chris Pine nandyan.
Hindi, huwag mo pinapalitan yung situation.
Oh, sige, Chico.
At yung kapatid niyang si Philip. Anyway.
Kunwari, currently, boyfriend mo si Daniel Matsunaga.
Oh, so?
Kunwari lang, ha?
Oh, sige.
Tapos dumating si, ano. Kunwari lang. Oh,
sige,
boyfriend
lang,
mo si Daniel lang. Matsunaga. Oh. Tapos dumating ngayon si, who's a bigger...
I have, pero magagalit siya sa akin pag sinabi
who's
ko.
Who's a bigger hottie than Daniel Matsunaga, ba? In,
Del,
mag-international na lang tayo. Sino ba? Ryan Reynolds ka ba? Or Ryan Gosling?
Oh, sige, kunyari, Ryan.
Ah, hindi. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mga ganon. Joseph Gordon.
Oh, I hate you.
Why?
Kasi gusto niyo sabihin, pwede.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. No, kasi parang different flavor eh. Kasi diba, Danny O'Donoghue is not exactly the most
good-looking
yeah, guy out
true.
There.
That is
pero,
true. It's not like Adam Levine, diba?
Yeah,
oh,
the same way that,
Adam Levine lang.
Hindi, pero yun nga, you're trying to get the Danny O'Donoghue level type of person eh. Eh pero, oh, but anyway. So kunwari, yan. Tapos, malaman mo may chance ka pala kay Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Relax lang.
Sorry, I just got a text from Baby Whale. Saying the name that I wanted to say.
Ay, nako.
Ay, no.
I can't say it.
No.
Alam mo yan kung sino.
Wag. I can't say it.
Kayo lang ang may alam niya.
But anyway, si Joseph Gordon-Levitt, may chance ka sa kanya.
Sige.
Pero hindi mo, you're not entirely sure. Like, he just flirted with you or whatever.
Pero you don't know if it will go.
Yeah. Usually, people wouldn't break up with the current until they're sure that there's
something there. Yeah, that is true, ha? Tsaka lalo na pag ganyan na an international frontman
of a band.
Obviously, pwedeng they are flirting with each other, but you don't really see anything concrete coming out
of
that.
So I'm sure that, you know,
she was actually being very decent about it.
I'm sure that aside from the fact that, okay, sige, sabihin na natin a part of her wanted to be with Danny O'Donoghue or something
And I loved what she said. Kasi they were saying like, sino nakipag-break up? Sabi niya, ako. I mean, Janine said. Mm-hmm. And says, so bakit? Bakit ka nakipag-break up? Sabi niya, kasi diba, parang hindi naman maganda yon kung parang you're kind of interested with someone and then meron kang boyfriend.
Exactly.
That's actually a very nice thing to say.
Rather than what? Make an excuse like, oh, kasi he deserves better.
Yeah, and it's not like niligawan na siya. They're just texting.
I think kasi
she was being very decent.
What turns people off is that you
parang
have
at the prospect of someone better.
Biglang somebody bigger comes along then you're like, okay, bye. That's the part that people are bristling at.
Yeah, but what you don't see there is I'm sure that there's something else other than that.
I agree.
Because you
there are other factors.
You wouldn't just break up with somebody at the slightest hint.
That's true.
And in fairness to the guy, they were like, so, ano pa rin? You're like, you're still trying. It's like, oo naman. And it's like, so nililigawan mo pa rin siya? And the guy goes, oo naman. And there's like, so, parang, so what's happening? And he said, kasi sabi niya, kailangan niya ng time. So, yun ang binibigay ko.
And didn't he say like...
Ang galing lang. Wala lang. They seem
real.
So level-headed.
And didn't he also say something like, she needs to spread her wings and fly?
Diba? Yeah. Isn't that so sweet? I mean, parang wala lang. Parang even if it didn't work out, hindi siya yung bitter na...
Yeah.
I mean, for both parties.
Well, if... Should they patch things up? It's going to get the relationship into more serious ground.
I would say, if you overcome something
like that.
Yeah.
And let's face it, when you're married, these things won't stop. I mean, both people will
meet, but they
will be attracted to and who are attracted to them back.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you do with that?
Yep.
Diba?
So, aside from that, it's
actually
just
nice.
I just like that
she
it's
had the decency to be the bad
guy.
Yeah.
Actually, that's it. She wasn't trying to save herself.
No pretension. Yeah. No, right. No.
Kung iba yan, iaano na nila na, isa kasi, ganyan. Oh. Diba?
And you could have...
She never said anything bad
about
him.
Or what Gina was saying, parang,
you
no, he deserves better.
You could have guys of something else, na parang, diba? You could have made up a completely different excuse.
I agree. Hindi kaya nga parang, ako, when I watched it, I so didn't really see anything like, yeah. Overly like,
because I think they're fine, eh. The two of them, they're fine.
Nakaakbay siya the whole time. And from Ilad Villanueva, love without pretending, love without depending, listen without defending, talk without offending.
Wow.
Mm, actually, that's not
pretty
just
nice a, words to live by.
It's nice,
and
huh?
Not just in love, but in life.
In life, mm-hmm. Yeah. I must say. And Marjam says, you will never find the right one if you won't let go of the wrong one.
See? There.
That's really nice, huh?
No, kasi
and,
diba,
and wrong, that doesn't necessarily mean bad yung yeah. The one
person,
you with.
But they're pwede just lang wrong for you.
Wrong for you. Eh, kasi naman, diba, parang it's unfair to both of you if you're just forcing yourself to be with this person just because you think they're the right person.
And it's... Yeah. It's
parang
also,
on paper, they're the right one.
Yeah.
Right. And also the law of physics. If something is already occupying the space, nothing can come... Nothing else can occupy
yeah.
It.
No two... So, like parang... Matter
can occupy the same space. So if you still have the wrong person, not wrong na bad, but wrong for you, how can the right person come along and occupy that space?
It's just sad to belong to someone else.
When the right one comes along. Kasi minsan, bakit ngayon ka lang dumating sa buhay ko, diba?
Diba?
Pinipilit lang binubuksan ang sarado kong puso.
Avria Chocolate says, iba ang nagmamahal sa nagpapakatanga.
Agree.
Kasi it's very thin, the line the that line. Separates pagmamahal and pagkaka...
Tanga. Yes.
Nagpapakatanga.
Because it's easy to be tanga. Sorry, but it is. Yeah. Just be foolish.
Kasi makilala nga ako.
Hindi, pero di ba meron din yung parang...
They don't even have to try.
Iba yung nagpapakamartir sa fighting for your love.
Yes. Yeah.
Ang hirap i-discern. Yeah.
Ang hirap i...
There's a difference kasi, but you don't...
Which is which, di ba? Yeah. Marjam says, okay lang na ikaw ang naagawan, wag lang ikaw ang mang-aagaw.
Mm.
I mean, not that...
Don't be the one at fault.
Yes. Yeah. We're not saying that it doesn't hurt or that it's horrible.
But at least malinis
but at least hindi ikaw yung aggressor. Yeah, you're not the aggressor at the very least. Jamie says, huwag mong isipin ang sasabihin ng iba. Ang importante, masaya ka, masaya siya, at wala kayong natatapakan.
Yan.
Yan.
I don't care what you have to say, you both.
What?
Bakit? Sinabi ba namin na bad?
Kasi you tease me.
So?
Oh, yung pwede namang teasing you kasi it's good.
I don't know.
Why? What did they say about you? We're happy nga for you.
Azur?
At saka anong sama kung mahilig ka sa American?
We're just stating a
hindi ako mahilig doon.
Sa isa lang.
Sige, tama na. Tama na. Okay, I failed.
Jing Dalagan says, this is nice. Asking and suspecting are two different things. Iba yung nagtatanong at iba yung nag-make na ng conclusions.
But it's hard.
It's hard.
Especially when
usually
you,
nagtatanong
you suspect,
ka kasi meron ka lang sinasuspect.
If you suspect like infidelity, that's scary.
Yung mga tipong...
And it's sad, but more often than not, when you suspect something, there's actually something there.
When there's smoke, there's fire.
And not to make people paranoid, pero talaga eh. That's really...
At saka minsan it really progresses. When there's smoke, there's fire. When there's fire, there's barbecue. When there's barbecue, there's party. When there's party, there's swimming pool. When there's swimming pool, there wee wee.
What?
There wee wee.
So there when wee-wee. There is smoke, there is wee wee.
Labo.
Tapos nakikita ko kayo dalawa. Alam mo yung image na ano? Yung nakatalikod kayo sa wall, like you're peeing, tapos may smoke.
Tapos may usok.
Tama. When there's smoke, there's wee-wee.
Nabo.
I am not John Lloyd says, fall in love when you are ready, not when you are lonely.
Yeah.
And the top.
Because you'll just end up getting into the wrong relationship and you'll end up hurting somebody.
Pag lonely, well, you'll look for whoever's out there.
Yeah.
And the top, best love advice comes from Camilo.
He says,
follow your heart, but please take your brain with you.
But that's hard to do.
Ang ganda.
It's so correct.
But
it's so
really
right.
Nice. I love it.
But well, it's so hard to do.
It is.
And while we're at it, take the rest of your innards with you.
Bring everything.
Bring everything.
Bring everything.
It's not just the heart. The proverbial heart.
The proverbial heart and the proverbial brain. Kasi lahat naman yan isang source.
Pero it's in the brain.
It's all brain. So if you want to join us, the top 10 best love advice, just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag best love advice.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We are looking for the Top 10 best love advice.
Can we just do a couple of happy birthday greetings?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I am Kiko Rabes is saying happy, happy birthday to Ronster, Silent Rusher Ronster. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Let's also say happy birthday to Sherry Ann Villalarbo. That's coming from Ano Dachan. So happy, happy birthday to you.
Also, can we just say, we can finally announce it. There will be a Singapore book signing.
Yay!
That's next week.
Next weekend. We are going to be there. If you're from Singapore, you have the book. And if you have time, we will be there 26, 27, 28.
Yes.
Yeah,
but so the actual signing is on the 27th. O'Leary's?
O'Leary's.
O'Leary's right. Bar. 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
So we would love to meet you guys. I mean, this is rare that we get to go to Singapore.
We should announce this more often.
I know.
We really should.
And
we
again,
really
thank you very much.
Guys, just so you know, we're going to Singapore.
let's give some space naman.
Okay, wait lang.
Guys. we're not going to Singa 1. No, not Singa 2. Not Singa even three. Singa 3. But Singa 4!
Tsaka parang beauty content. But Singa 4!
Diba?
Oh my God.
But yeah, we'll see you guys there.
Yeah,
and
we'll
who
see
knows?
You.
Yeah. We might paint the town red after.
We will!
Oh, we will for sure.
We will!
Actually, ito na yung chance ko kasi yung dalawa kong co-host.
Gabay.
Ang mga plus ones.
Talagang.
I'm coming with my sister-in-law.
Oo nga, mukha isa lang ang pa-party sa atin.
So, there will be
some wine and some dan and some
whale watching, and there will be some phone calling.
Anak ng pating to.
this is.
Hey, don't you be calling me when we're there.
I know.
Kasi ayaw akong
ginawa. We'll see about that.
I know, white.
So we will be there on the 26th, 27th, 28th.
Please join us.
If you have time, go to O'Leary's. It would be fun to talk with you guys and meet with you.
Yes.
Finally,
yeah.
You know.
Did you know? Somebody,
and we're gonna be there for quite some time. We're there from 1 to 7.
1 to 7.
Chaka, pero grabe, it's the first time na tatlo tayo together. Kasi
right.
The last time it was just Chico.
Right, right. Yeah. But wait, did you see that tweet? There's this girl.
Guy, girl.
No, this girl. Who tweeted saying she's actually going to Singapore. She's not from there. Mm. She's going to Singapore just to have her book signed.
What?
Yeah.
No, no,
ito na lang. I'll save you the trouble. Bigay mo na yung pera.
We want them
flight.
To go there.
So, hotel.
Marami actually. Siguro they'll go on
they'll
vacation.
They'll squeeze in a vacation.
Okay.
Pero
not
siguro,
just for us.
They decided naman siguro na. No, pero according to her, parang they decided to do so because she found out.
And we're going there.
Parang,
and
if we're going to
new...
Singapore, then let's go when the Kike Bacala
is
there.
Naman.
So thank you.
So hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, it will be so much fun, especially after we're going to like party.
Diba?
Magwawala.
Tapos magwawala si Chico. Tapos pwede mong gamitin video natin habang nagwawala siya. Tapos gamitin.
Hindi siya masyado makakapagwala eh.
Do that.
Hindi, kaya yan. Kung pagwalain mo rin yung isa. Magaling ako sa ganyan.
Diba? Actually.
Paano yan? May pantake eh.
Ako bahala. Kahit pila ito. Gagawa ko ng paraan.
Diba? Alright, the top 10 best love advice. Let's start off with, let's see here. From the, this is cute. Kasi ang apelido niya Madamba. So ang Twitter name niya, The Blue Madamba. Don't fall in love. Just don't.
Wow.
I don't know if that's wise, though.
I know. Yeah. Why not? Love is good.
You know, well, maybe.
You might have bad experiences. The greatest lesson you'll ever learn is to love, and to be loved.
In return.
And to be loved in return.
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge.
Ewan McGregor.
Midnight Crease says, say it later. Super Wabi says, running away will not help you with your problems.
I agree.
Yeah.
Unless you're fat, then run.
We shouldn't have agreed. We agreed too soon.
I know. Kuya Maui says, wag magmahal ng babaeng BMW.
What's that?
BMW?
Babaeng mahilig sa wheels. She'll just break your heart.
But there really are.
Especially if they don't like have.
I mean, not
mirrors.
Literally na kotse lang sasagutin ka na. Pero you know that sort of like, yeah. They tend to go that way.
Yeah. Well, because having a car speaks of a status that the guy has achieved.
Yes.
Whether he inherited it or he worked for it. Pero he's a little well off. Or
yeah, and
a
it
little
also
bit.
Speaks.
It's, you know, like yung attracted to money and power.
Yeah.
Fat Kid Inside says, kapag nagmahal ka, bigay mo sa kanya 50% lang. Yung other 50%, kailangan paghirapan niya.
Mm.
It kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, them work a little bit.
Just a little bit. Para naman, because it's just, if it comes too easily, parang,
yeah, what did they say? Pag madaling makuha, madaling
mawala.
Yeah. If you work hard for something, you're going to treasure
it. No, let's say money. If you really like work for every single, it's so weird, huh? It's the same amount.
Mm.
Pero, kunyari, the money that I literally got from, let's say, hosting, yung pa-isa-isa mong hosting, hirap-hirap akong i-spend. Pero kunyari, let's say, Christmas party, tas it's the bonus. Parang it's easier to spend it. And it's, technically, it's the same money. It goes to the same pool. Pero yung
kasi
kung saan mo siya kinuha,
it's
actually weird. That's I can't spend the one na yung unti-unti mo siyang nakuha.
Gawin nating madali for you. Every time na may hosting ka, paggastusan mo kami ni Del.
Ang hirap nga ang gastusin
mo. Hindi, yun na nga. Kami ang bahala. Kami ang mag-ano, para lang maging even.
Ganun.
I mean, you want a nice balance in your life, di ba?
Okay, all right.
So every time na mag-hosting ka, kahit di mo na kami libre, bigay mo nang yung percentage namin.
Huwag na ibigay. Nasa akin eh.
Siya yung nag-ahate.
Kumukupit ako.
Do him a favor. Do him a favor.
Kaya lagi may bagong ano sapato si Cooper.
may mga toy car.
And
maganda niya yung wheels niya.
Kaya pala tawag niya kay Chico, Ninong!
Di ba? Mr. Maria says, not knowing true love means not knowing true power.
Mm.
Is love power?
I don't know that it's power, but I know that the paradox of love is that I think it makes you strong, but it makes you vulnerable.
Yeah.
At the same time,
it's power over someone, but you don't want to use
that. No, I mean power, like, you know how you feel like you're strong
you
enough
believe
to live.
You can
to
fly.
Live. No, you have, you live, you want to live, you're ready to face the challenges because you have love. But at the same time, that object of your love can go away or can hurt you.
Yeah.
Makes you so vulnerable.
Ako, dahil sa love, nanghihina ako.
Ilab ang tawag doon.
Nanghihina ako, tapos inaantok ako.
Iba yun.
Ang sarap matulog.
Sarap matulog pagkatapos ng love.
Gino!
Kasi malungkot ka eh kung nawala na yung mahal mo.
Hindi masarap love, tapos midnight snack.
tapos Yoshi. Konting kape. Tapos
tulog. Diretsong tulog. Tapos nakatapat sa iyo aircon.
Oh my God, ang basta siya talaga.
Why?
No, diba? Kasi naman, when love is gone, you feel so sad, you're constantly crying. So, you know that crying makes you fall asleep.
So, kailangan mo ng tissue.
So, ilan to ka? Oh, siyempre, kailangan mo ng tissue talaga.
Ito pa salty. So, kailangan mong moisturize.
Hindi na.
Yung mukha mo.
Dami masyadong
salty?
Steps.
Ano salty?
Yung tears.
Oh.
Salty tears.
Oh my God.
Ay, napa.
Ano diba?
You both are fixated.
On what?
On genitalia.
What are you talking about? We were talking about tears.
You monotremes.
Avria Chocolat says, look for the right guy. Wag left guy kasi nangangaliwa. And I'm Not John Lloyd says, don't wait for the perfect moment. Take that moment and make it perfect.
Mm.
Pero sometimes there is a perfect moment.
Yeah.
Meron talaga. Timing has a lot to do with...
I guess it's because some people think that you don't have to work towards something.
Yeah.
you know, the idea of fate makes people lazy.
Yeah. Parang, well, I can't do anything about it. It's destined.
Yeah. Parang, you know, even if I don't move, even if I don't tell him I love him, it will still happen. No.
And,
Guapo ka pa ganyan, Chico. Chico's... He's got his middle finger on his nostril.
Again. Naluluha na ako.
Okay, tumatangos yung ilong.
Fat Kid Inside says, best love advice, ang pag-ibig parang isang malaking kiyapo. Maraming snatcher. Maagawan ka. Kaya lumaban ka.
Hey, that's from the movie, diba? Was it No Other Woman?
No Other
really?
Woman.
Oh.
Other Woman.
Oh, sabi ni Christine Reyes. Sabi ko nga, si Carmi Martin yung may sabi. Ay, yung mom niya.
Oh, yung mom ni Christine
Reyes. Because that's Christine Reyes' side.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, pag si Carmi Martin pala, pinakasalan niya si Martin Yevera, Carmi Martin Yevera. Diba?
You know what? I actually sat next to her
in a
restaurant.
Yeah. I've seen her too in person.
She used to be my neighbor.
Oh.
Mm.
And then?
She's very sexy and tall.
Yeah, she is.
I haven't actually seen her in person.
And,
you know who's sexy?
Mm-hmm. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 best love advice comes from Midnight Crease.
He says,
never, ever say sorry for loving someone. Kasi sometimes it's, the loving is not wrong, pero sometimes it's what you do about it. Kaya kung stalker ka. So, kunyari, even if you fall in love with somebody who doesn't love you at all.
Don't apologize.
But do you ever, don't apologize. Because it's not like you can do anything about it.
But do you ever get that? I don't know if you guys have had this before. But, you know, when you fall in love with somebody and, you know, they don't feel the same way about you. And you don't want to put them in an awkward situation. So you're kind of sorry about it.
I guess you're not apologizing for the love. You're apologizing for...
what I... put you through, parang ganun.
Yeah, that there's a, kasi you can opt not to tell them.
Yeah.
Sorry, ang cute lang, pero sayang, the moment I should have screen capped it, I had like different Twitter tabs open.
Okay.
Kasi nga, diba, I didn't want to refresh kasi mawawala. So, anyway, one had like 911 messages, I mean tweets. The other one had 666. The other one had 143. Lahat may ibig sabihin yung numbers, wala lang. Anyway, so there, the top 10 best love advice. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Wow, that was the bottom half. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #BestLoveAdvice.
Chico, Delamar, Gina. The Morning Rush.
Fonts Radio, RX93.1. That's the sweetest way that you can say, well, we'll have menage a trois. But it's so...
Give me my donut!
What are you talking about?
Where's my donut? Somebody stole my donut.
Donut, look at me!
Panalo!
So, panalo!
I should have seen that donut.
I know, right?
Donut, look at me!
Donut, blame me!
There are three suspects.
Wait, you know what? Just
you.
Because I'm the fattest one in this booth?
Yes.
That's so not fair. I
Gino,
didn't touch your donut.
No, you have the most evil mind.
Hello.
Hey.
Did you see
alam
me standing?
Alam mo, feeling ko, it's either Andre or Sarah who hid it, but at
the
bidding
of Gino. I so agree.
I'm sitting down.
That is my theory.
Out with my donut.
I don't have your damn donut.
Where's my donut?
I don't know.
I'm angry.
I don't care.
I want my donut.
What a brat.
I'm not a brat. I'm an offended party. I will demand you.
You know, it's
really?
Right
Wait,
there.
Hey, I'm offended because you're offensive. And it is not my offense.
And Del, your donuts are there. They didn't take all of it.
Huh?
They left the butas. They just took the sides.
Alam mo, in truth.
Alam niyo, ang lakas niyo, mambintang, wala akong ginagawa. Literal.
Kaya nga, kasi pinagawa mo sa iba.
Hindi ko rin pinagawa sa iba. This time, it's actually not. Damn it.
Inamin din niya.
You know, yeah, this time.
It's actually not me.
But okay. It's your idea.
And you know, I was gonna tell you pa naman because I know where it is. Because they told me. But you know what? Never mind. Bahala ka. Because you doubted
me. Give me my donut!
I don't care.
I want my donut, no!
And then the lay.
Nilawayan ko na yan. You can't. You can't eat it.
I'm not gonna eat it.
I spat on it.
Oh, dinawayan niya yung ano lang, yung
butas.
Good job.
Look, it's a job. Somebody's got to do it.
Ay, nabo. Ay, nabo.
Listen, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do anything unless. Unless that donut comes out.
Bahala.
I want my donut.
Ako, I know where it is, but I won't tell you.
Ako, I have an idea. Diba may butas yun? Baka sinilid nila somewhere.
Alam mo, kanina ka pang
alam mo,
fixated ka talaga sa...
Saan?
Butas ng donut.
No, I'm just saying. Di ba parang silang ano? Parang
rings.
Silang, ano, hula hoop po.
Rings for smaller people.
Yeah. Si Chico.
Hula hoops for smaller people.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna say it.
But I don't know. Don't look at me. I've been working the whole time.
So. I haven't even stood up from this chair.
Doesn't mean your evil brain didn't
you
make
what?
People with legs
this,
do the bit.
Hiding your donut is too petty for me to actually like do.
It's too petty.
It's
but
too
you
petty.
Want my donut.
No, I want to eat it. Yeah,
when I
for
told
sure.
you it was choco butternut.
No, okay, here's
oh
the thing.
Oh my God, I want my donut.
And the funny thing is, this isn't even a donut commercial.
No.
No, it's a crime that was committed here in this on this show.
You keep blaming me.
I have lawyers for family. I'm going to demand you. Demand. Where's my donut?
I will demand you.
I know. Where's my donut?
Pero I will parade
Sarah,
the
Sarah, I will kurot your singit. Dre, I will kurot you somewhere else. Ayoko na, I'm not talking to you. I'm
now
just gonna
so
go on my phone.
I'm so interested. I don't know where they can hide donuts.
In their tummies.
There are many ways of hiding a donut. many, many ways.
Remember that hole? Anyway, I'm just gonna go.
You can hang it on certain things.
I'm gonna go on.
Somebody's. Baka they're wearing it on their fingers, parang rings.
No way, the finger is too thin. You need something thicker with more width.
You know what? I'm gonna ignore you both, actually you four, until my donut arrives. And I'm gonna go on my iPhone 5.
Really?
And I'm gonna watch videos of donuts.
At least walang buffering.
At least, oh, at least wala loading,
diba? Smart LTE on my iPhone 5.
Oh. Diba?
Well, okay, the nice thing about it is, not only is it fast, because I mean, that's always something nice to have, the whole not buffering. But I mean, if you don't have naman the coverage to back it up with,
exactly.
Then pointless din siya, diba?
Yeah, parang it's fast, but in just one area.
No,
so you need
the point?
Speed and the coverage. But there's also the amazingly affordable plan of Smart, iPhone Plan 999, now with Unli data plus 100 SMS to all networks, plus 40 minutes calls to all networks. And for the cash out, iPhone 5 16 gig cash out is available on credit card installment, zero interest for as low as 791.67 per month, on top of monthly service fees for 24 months.
Nice. Now you can also experience the free unlimited LTE that's all the way up until April 30, 2013. Promo period is, well, that unlimited smart LTE for DTNCR permit number 0649, series of 2013.
All right, so visit smart.com.ph/iPhone for more of the details. Live more with the leader in mobile, Smart.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, the top 10 best love advice.
Okay.
Thank you to I Exceptionally for suggesting this.
I because I'm a nice enough guy that even if you accuse me of stealing your donuts,
what?
I'm going to tell you where your donuts are.
Where
but
are
obviously
my donuts?
I'm not going to help you out and how you're going to get it.
Where's my donuts?
Look up.
Look up. You know, that's the worst because they know I'm short. They put it on the highest shelf. Highest.
Oh, oh. So gosh. Now you know where it is, but you can't get it.
I can always.
Look, look how perfectly
always,
his
look,
hand.
Look, I can always step on a chair.
Oh, they step on a chair.
And I can't. I'm wobbly.
See, obviously it's not me because I can't even reach for that.
And
but
he can't tippy-toe.
Who said that you can't tell people what to
I
do?
I wasn't the one. Grabe kayo. Alam niyo yung mga ugali ninyo, yung mga parati na lang ako yung sinisisi niyo sa lahat. Sa lahat.
Lahat. I can see you're the Lord of Lies.
I'm not the Lord of...
No.
Grabe yung mga ugali niyo.
Everyone's asking, please give Del her donut back.
Oo nga.
Sige ah, pag may nangyari sa ano.
At saka ano ah, early morning, talagang dinayo niya yung donut para.
Hindi, I bought 3 last night. I ate 2 last night.
Jubis problems. Jubis problems.
I know, I didn't want to admit it, but you know, sometimes you just want donuts sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Yung taste you know? Nidel, no? Sometimes you want donuts, fries. It's very, you know,
American.
Very American talaga.
Pero grabe no, yung inano mo. Yung...
Oh, hindi ah. Bakit? Si Manny Pacquiao used to sell donuts on the side streets of no. Jensen. Yes.
Then he used to make billiard tables. I see Efren Bata Reyes.
Pa. No, he used to.
Okay.
In the documentary.
Pwede nating i-mash up yun.
Okay.
Jobies. Majobies tsaka
obese.
Majobies.
Majobies.
Diba? Pwede.
A different level of jobies.
And also, okay, we've got the top 10 best love advice. Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Maghanap ng taong may paki sa'yo kahit magkagalit kayo.
Oh, I saw this one meme.
That's really nice.
About two old people sitting on a bench.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting. Mm-hmm. You could see that. But the old guy still held the umbrella.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
It's so cute.
They're fighting, pero I'm still taking care of you.
Yeah, parang love.
But I'm mad at you.
Wait, what's the caption? Something
like, I don't remember. Parang
love is when you're old and you hold an umbrella over somebody that you're fighting with.
Yon. Yun.
Because it's raining hard and they're very susceptible to pneumonia.
Yes, that's the one.
They might. Grabe.
No, something yun yung like.
Caption.
Yeah.
Something like.
And there's nothing more unattractive than granny panties that are soaking wet.
We will trust that you know. You know.
Because it was raining.
Yeah. Hindi, I think something like, just because you're angry doesn't mean you don't care about someone you love.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that.
I like the meme of, did you see that? Yung two Lego blocks. That was they're attached to each other. And then the other Lego block was saying, Lego! And the other one was like, no!
Oh, that's cute.
Cute.
And, let's see here. Let's see.
If I get your donut, can I take a bite off of it?
One bite lang.
Talaga lang.
Kasi tsaka ang lead ko kasi.
Hindi mo maabot talaga yan. At least pumatong ko sa...
Princess Dwayne B. says... Talagang princess. Alamin kung saan galing ang pinang-de-date niya sa'yo. Baka galing sa benefactor.
Or sa girlfriend.
Ooh, right.
Or sa girlfriend.
Kasi usually benefactor is... The connotation is, you know, a gay lover.
Dude. Yeah.
And, who knows? Malay mo. Pwede rin naman yun.
Yeah, no? Pwede rin. Basta from somebody else na karibal mo.
Karibal mo, in essence.
Midnight Chris says, para sa mga sawi, ang love, hindi na uubos, pero pwede kang magpahinga. Diba? And also...
Yeah, because you need time to recuperate. Like, let's just say you just got into a relationship. You just got out of a relationship and you feel like you're drained. You feel like you're...
recharge lang.
You need a little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah.
Just to sort of regain that emotional strength.
Sometimes 4 years.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to...
Jack Alicia says, wag mag-expect na kamamatay.
What do you mean? How can it kill you?
And I mean, it's an exaggeration.
Because,
you know, when you expect, that's when it really hurts. Because if you don't have any expectations, you're cool.
That's true.
Okay ka lang, di ba? And Camilo says, bago ka magmahal. Hindi. Teka. Sorry. Wait. Coming from Kyle Ligayahan. Love knows no racial preference. Nadinig ko na tong quote na to dati. Hindi ko lang alam kung saan eh. May nagsabi na niyan eh.
What else?
Also, let's see here. Kulay Chocolate says, move on, let go, lower your standards.
Move on, let go, lower your standards.
Para magka-love life ka naman. And also...
No, but also because sometimes what we expect is like a movie setting of love. It's
yes,
too much.
Yes.
I mean, everything will... That's not a great expectation.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a great expectation.
And not for anything. Not that you... It's just that parang minsan ang hirap naman
yung
reality of the whole thing. Like, wag na natin anuhin yung they're famous, you're not. They're rich, you're not. They're good-looking, you're not. Pero yung the main ano na parang they're in Hollywood.
Yes, and this is a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Diba? Parang it's just not real. And also from Kara... matutong mag-filter ng taong papapasukin mo sa buhay mo. Hindi porket crush mo, okay na.
Yeah.
Kunyari, and the example she gave is pag may girlfriend.
Oh,
mag-filter
right.
ka naman. I mean, you know, there has to be like
dahan-dahan
certain
lang kasi
na...
ng pagpapapasok ng tao sa buhay mo.
Hmm.
Hindi, di ba? Preno-preno lang.
Totoo.
Hinay-hinay lang kasi dapat. Hindi yung basta okay itsura, game na, pasok na agad. Ganun. O ganun.
Ilad Villanueva says, do not fall in love with a songwriter. Kahit hindi pa sila kilala, baka dahil pagsikat nila, you'll be the topic of their hit song.
But don't you think this kind of, in
it's
a weird
nice.
Way, fun?
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
And like, okay.
Because I wouldn't care. If they're my ex, they can say whatever they want about me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
whatever they want?
No, I mean like, lalo na kung song, obviously you're not named naman, di ba?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Chico Garcia.
Pero you I mean, are like Maroon 5 kasi, songs for Jane.
Yeah, but still,
but you know,
there's
but
no last name naman.
Oh, that's true. But if you know Adam Levine.
Mahirap pag ikaw kasi Delamar. Songs for Delamar. Kasi medyo, okay. Not a lot of people are named Delamar, di ba? And also, let's see here. From
sorry.
Jen, yeah.
Kikong Takbolero was just saying the caption for that photo of the old guy holding the umbrella was, even if I'm mad, I won't stop loving you.
Oh, I really, really like
that's
that.
That's really the hope. That's really the hope. And Chanong says, yung babaeng sobrang hindi...
I have a question. Yeah. Can you say I love you when you're angry?
Yes.
I can't.
I love you!
I can't.
Ako, I have.
Well, I
have also.
I'm being taught.
You more of, you know, I love you, but sometimes you're so...
No.
No, I mean, nag-away kayo, ah.
Yeah.
Tapos, before, let's say, ikaw.
Yeah.
Before she leaves, and then she said, I love you, I'll see you later. Can you say I love you back? At the moment where...
No, I don't say I love you, I'll see you later. More of like, I hope you know that I love you. It's just... I'm really mad right now. Parang
No. Let's say she's leaving and she says after a heated fight, she goes, I'm leaving. I love you. And then she's waiting.
I don't know. Nobody's ever said that to me. Eh. Na parang...
Na
nag-away kami tapos biglang, I love you.
I have to go. I love you.
Ako, in the heat of the fight.
Walang iya kasi niyo kasama mo kapat. I love you. Hindi ka na kasi nakikinig.
I love you.
Actually, ako nga ano eh. Instantly nawawala yung galit kasi. I can't get mad, so...
You just get even?
No. Basta, iba yung rules pag yun ang kaaway mo. It's not the same rules with everybody else, so it's kind of...
But it's difficult. It's really difficult.
It's not.
It is, and then they tell you, I'm not leaving until you say I love you back.
Ah, English?
Ay. O nga, no, kasi...
Muntik na ako nga pa bad word. Now I said the F word.
Diba? So, you know, English.
Wrap it up, toots.
Okay, and the entry. Nice. The top best love advice comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
bago ka magmahal, siguraduhin mo munang may puso ka, bitch. Kasi minsan yung mga tao nagmamahal yung mga walang puso.
Oh, baka hindi love yun.
Well, yeah, but sometimes kasi you think it's love.
Yeah.
You're diba? Easily
then you find out like a couple of months later.
Diba? So there you go. The top 10 best love advice. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag best love advice.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
And Sienna, you didn't watch pala.
What?
Sien sang during the Binibining Pilipinas.
Ooh!
Yeah, they sang a medley. Him and, Mateo.
Guticelli.
Sam Milby and one more. Sam Concepcion. So the four of them, yeah. But Sian was there and it was cool. So the second part, Kasi like sabi nila, lugi nga yung second half nung girls. Kasi isa, it was like an opera singer. Tapos yung second half, it was the four hunks. So it was like, kawawa naman yung first.
Pero you know how tall Cian is. He's 6'1", right?
Yeah, he actually towered over the others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, parang he's perfect for serenading the beauties because he's taller than them.
Than them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if he found someone like cute.
Maybe.
Because it was such a good batch.
I know.
Hey, we should have him back pretty. Here.
I know.
If he has free time.
Yeah,
and if you just want to hang out, you should. Please. All right, so the top 10 best love advice. Thank you to I Exceptionally for suggesting this.
Quick hello to Odell Hernandez. He's tuned in. What's up, Odell? He goes... I don't know if you can... Can you say it?
What?
I guess you can, no?
What?
I think you can.
Blank my meeting. Pwede naman, di ba?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just go screw my meeting. I'd rather listen to the call center guys. Oh, sabi niya na, pwede sabihin na.
Ayan, ayan.
Screwdriver.
No, kasi diba there's a different connotation for...
Hindi, kasi ano yan eh. Mga ano sila eh. Mga...
Mechanical.
Mechanical.
Eh.
Kasama nila si Monica.
At saka yung Minica.
So the top 10 best love advice. Let's start off with Jeno said. Aren't you expecting too much when you give so little?
Ay.
Oy, pero ano ah, like we would never admit to being, you know, like this. But sometimes you really have to look very deep inside to realize that, you know what, you're right.
Like,
minsan you're asking for stuff that you yourself don't deliver.
Yeah, I remember someone saying that to me. You can't ask.
Di ka naman namimigay.
Someone did say, like, don't ask for things that you can't give.
Diba? Like, kunyari, very jealous ka. Napakasiloso mo. You don't want them, you know, you want them to be faithful.
Faithful. Ikaw naman, ikaw naman nalalagi ka.
Diba? So you can't ask that. You can't ask of something that you cannot give.
But I guess we just know more about what we want, not what they need.
Yes.
Like, let's just say you ask for... Never mind. Never mind.
But I know this expression on your face.
If you, let's just say, if you are willing to do if you want certain things out of your partner, you have to be willing to
do the same for them.
Oh, Gino, things. I already know where he's going with this.
Nagpapahatid ka.
Dapat kaya mo rin silang
ihatid. Diba?
Fair enough.
Or kunwari, you're scuba divers. Tapos.
Sabi ko na eh.
Nag-descend na kayo.
Oo, nag-descend ka.
Dapat kaya rin yan dumisend.
Oo, dapat ganun din. Kumbaga, equal footing. Equal footing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all, that's the hope.
Tama.
We're all just looking for equality.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're
looking for. Do they happen at the same time?
Minsan one after the other.
One after the other.
Salit-salit siguro.
Pero pwede rin minsan nasabay.
Jonas Adamson says.
Yes, understanding.
Yes. Like, if you give them a piece of mind, if you give them your peace of mind, dapat sila rin, diba? You give it to them also.
Naalala ko tuloy yung mga misheard lyrics. Yung, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat.
Meat.
May dala kang karne. Kahit saan ka pumunta.
Minsan bacon. Minsan tapa.
You take a piece of meat.
Minsan menudo.
Diba? Talaga maliit lang ha?
Maliit.
Jonas Adamson says, pagpalay ang lumapit sa manok, huwag mong tutukain. Mas maganda pagbigas para hubad na. Diba? Yung bigas, palay na nahubaran. Marjam says, ang babaeng pinaghihirapan, di iniiwan.
That's actually true.
To a degree.
Huwag naman yung sobra na...
Hindi, pero it's true. Kasi pag masyadong...
Pag if it's too easy...
Kunyari, you're always very... Lahat binibigay mo dun sa kasama mo. They will really tend to... They will take you for granted. It's just a matter of time.
It's really the conqueror in most people.
Yeah.
But not just guys. Yeah. Girls also want it.
Both.
Diba, like, okay, let's just say you find a male player. Na, a guy na who plays around. And then... This if a girl sees him...
Blonde ba siya? Tinatanong ko lang.
Ewan ko, Del.
Ewan ko sa'yo, Del.
In your mind, blonde ba siya?
Hindi, kasi... Anyway.
No, kasi diba, parang you want to be the one to change that person.
Yeah.
There's always that challenge. In the same way na parang for guys, if you see, kunwari, a girl who's always... I don't know, like she's so popular or she's so well loved and so many people are going after her, then you want to be the one to
conquer them.
Baron, this is like a girl thing to do. You know how girls try to boss the guy around, especially if they're not yet boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you pick her up for a date and you're wearing this, like, you know, you're dressed down. Mm-hmm. And then she tells you, you know what? I'm not going out with you if you're going to wear that.
I've never been told that.
I won't be seen with you. So go home and change your shirt. And then a guy goes, you know, I'm gonna wear this. Mm. Either you go out with me like this or not. Mm. And then they go out. And then she later on says, you know, I'm glad that you didn't change, because I wouldn't want to be with someone who I can bully around. Mm. Bully around?
Bully around, yeah.
O paano kung sinabi na para si, kunwari?
No, parang feeling ko kasi some girls want to test. Like, if I can tell you what to do.
See,
at
that's
every
what girls
turn,
do that guys don't.
Test ng test.
Hindi, kasi, di ba, like, parang
test ng test.
Kasi ang guy, when he says,
alam mo, sobra kang bastos today, ah.
What do you mean?
Sobra ka.
What's bastos about test ng test? Oh, sige nga. Why is it bastos?
My
answer me this.
Test. My oh, test.
Answer me that question. What's
hindi,
so bastos
si
about it?
Hindi,
bigla ako iniwan.
Hindi naman ako, eh. Hindi, kasi, di ba, kunyari, when a guy tells a girl, change that skirt, it's too short. They mean it.
Yeah.
Ang girls merong ganun eh. Hindi mo alam kung do they mean it or are they testing
pero
you?
But here's a funny thing. Like with you, for example, you just, what you saw out of that was the testing.
Yeah.
But for girls, what we see is, look, I want to be with someone who can stand up to me when I'm wrong.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's a healthy...
That's a lot of times.
Wow. So you need somebody who always stands up to you.
Who's always standing up?
Ay!
Oh,
winner.
We're standing up to you. Paano yun?
Winner.
Ganon.
No, ako, that's what I want. No, like someone who will stand up to you because...
Yung barumbado, ganon.
Hindi. Yung medyo babalibag pa. No! Hindi kasi you're...
Wala na, wild damar na tawag.
No, you're derailing me. You're muddling my point. What I mean to say is, we know we shouldn't. But sometimes you want to know if you're with a man or with your... Or are you with a boy? You know what
or
I mean?
Or are you with the, no.
A girl.
A girl.
A girl. Anto says, wag maging nanay sa boyfriend. Niligawan ka niya para maging partner, hindi para maging nanay.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's a tendency, eh.
Yeah,
you don't know
you're
doing it.
When you care for somebody too much, you
to mother them. And when you mother them, you're a
or
letter
you
away.
Them.
You're a letter away from smothering.
So you're a mother.
That's true.
You're mothering them or you're fathering them.
Pwede rin.
Kasi
when you mother, you smother.
Mm-mm.
You do.
Not all the time.
And you're
one step away from smothering.
Uh-oh.
And you only smother them when they ask you to.
And what do you smother them with?
A pillow.
Diba nga, The Used has a song, Smother Me.
Smother Me. Smother Me, Smother Me.
Chenong says, yung babaeng sobrang hindi malayo... Ay, no. Ah, tama. Yung babaeng malayo sa type mo, yung babaeng iba sa gusto mo, pero hinahanap-hanap mo lagi, wag mo nang pakawalan. Because it means there's something there. Kasi it's so,
that
it's so easy.
That it even transcends,
it transcends
what you think
yeah.
you want.
So, kanya, si
what
Gino
your
boy,
type is.
Diba, Chinita. So obviously, if he falls in love with somebody who's Chinita, parang, okay, that's a given. Kasi
yeah,
yun yung
kasi Chinita siya. Yeah.
Pero there's somebody who's not Chinita at all, who's not this,
hindi
who's
Chinita,
not that.
Chinito.
Hindi. Who's not Chinita, napakalaki ng mga mata. Hindi may, maputi, medyo maitim.
Merong may piercing. May piercing sa may kilay.
Huwag mo nang pakawalan.
At saka kung kararating lang sa Maldives.
Oh, yun.
Huwag mo nang pakawalan.
Cherry the Great says, if you love someone, give them the option to leave, but never give them reason to.
Yeah,
they can leave.
Don't
if
take
they
away
want.
The freedom.
Yeah, if they want,
if
but
they
not
want.
Because of something
but
you
don't,
did.
But don't give them reason to leave.
Yeah.
And the, ano pa to? Top, bottom, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Versa.
And the top for this batch comes from OMGN.
OMGN says.
Bottom half. Always wear goggles and your gown and your gloves. Chemical explosions may occur. Ay, mali. Lab advice pala yun.
Ay, no.
Spoken like a true student.
Nakakainis.
I know, right?
Spoken like a true
which
student.
Is what's
spoken
so
like
funny.
A true student.
OMGN we met this year, early this year,
yeah.
Right? And then JM Tirado the other day.
Who turned out to be 12 years
both
old.
Both of them
are
so young. And their entries are so
are
bastos.
Are so adult, diba?
Grabe. But, lalo na to si OMGN.
Si OMGN.
Grabe.
Actually.
We were shocked when we met both kasi we didn't think they were this young. Pero diba? JM is like 12.
Eh, kasi naman, younger hello, pa you have Chico as a role model.
Yeah, diba? That's the problem.
Corrupting today's youth.
Yes.
Ay, naku.
Ay, naku, Chico.
But that is true. Remember sabi nung mom ni JM? He wants to be like you.
Oh, no.
Patay.
See, even the pabiligay was like, ang lalanga niya ni OMG yan.
Yeah.
No, he is on Twitter. Diba? Grabe.
It is true.
Grabe. Lurdishan ka pa man din.
Ah, really?
Ano, ano, ano?
Lurdishan.
Lurdishan pala.
Lurdishan. Oh,
we have good moral values pa naman.
Hindi ito.
Hey.
Hey, what?
You know that I'm part of the notable graduates of Lourdes?
Notable.
Ito talaga, tignan mo ugali mo.
Ang bastos niya talaga.
I'm just saying, notable nga.
Ay, nako.
No, Chico
you
Garcia.
Are notable. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Notable.
No, but seriously, I got so killing because I was there in the list with Jano Gibbs, Smokey Manoloto, Kian Cipriano, right. The chairman of the MMDA, stuff like that.
Talaga?
Yeah. And,
why?
And,
sorry.
Thanks, Delamar. Thank you.
Alam mong galit siya buo yung pangalan ko.
Why? Well, at least, diba?
You are their standards that low?
Hey, it's another thing to talk-ish about me, but don't talk-ish about my school.
No!
Hindi lahat naman the school eh.
Yung
standards nga nila, diba?
Hindi kasi parang okay naman yung
Hindi, baka naman, Del, baka naman slim pickings that year.
Grabe.
See? It was slim pickings.
And they tell me it's I'm the evil one.
No!
The only reason we're this evil is because when you arrived on the Morning Rush,
I brought out who you guys really are.
It started. You started to corrupt us. The youth.
Of course. Youth.
The youth.
Sorry. Na outburst talaga. I pointed at Chico and I go.
The youth.
Youth.
Sobra ka magsalita. Ah. Pero I'm just saying that. Wala. Congratulations
for being notable.
For being notable. So marami kayo. So notables. May ano na, may ano pa.
Parang...
Oh my God!
Grabe!
Hindi, may Lourdesians na, may celebrities pa. Yun, that's what I was going to say.
Maugali.
The notables.
Ito,
grabe to.
Ano, Lasallian ka, di ba?
Oh.
Grabe to.
O nga, alam mo, hindi nila ako binibigyan ng mga notables.
Bakit kaya?
They never...
Bakit kaya?
I wonder why.
They should award me with something.
Hindi kasi...
Nahiya sila. Nahiya sila sabihin na tagal sa mga.
Ano bang opposite ng slim pickings? Fat pickings?
Well.
Hindi, dapat ako na yung napita.
Hindi, dami kasing Lasallians
eh. Actually, that's true.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What are you trying to say? Because if you're saying that they're fat pickings and we're slim pickings.
What?
Hindi, kasi, do you have, how many are,
wala,
how many
students? We have five sections every year.
Pero sila ang dami, like a lot. 10? Diba?
11.
11 per year?
Per level? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
K, up to section K. A to K.
Does that still exist? Baka naman nung time mo. Baka ang...
baka nung panahon mo.
Nung time ko, talahe pa yung EDSA.
You know what's funny?
It's true.
It's true because I heard that from my parents.
Oh,
it's true. Tapos yung Ortigas,
ano,
EDSA, puro kogon.
Yeah,
puro kogon
on either end.
Remember White Wall pa yun? Hmm. Ortigas was, ano...
Hello, ginagawa pa nga yung Vira mo.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway, the top 10 best love advice. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag best love advice.
Hey, can I just say a quick hello to Ina Buenviaje? She's tuned in. Hi,
hello, good morning.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, RX93.1.
All right, here we go. So, Mods Radio RX93.1, we are just so stoked that we have a very beautiful girl in the booth.
Thank
stunning,
you.
Actually. Not you!
Thank you. I've always wanted to be called a beautiful girl.
All right, so we want to just jump in immediately.
Right.
Because we can't wait to, you know, get to meet her, get to know her more. Of course, we are talking about Isabel Daza.
Good morning!
I'm
so happy that it's not aired because I look so sabog right
now. What? Wait,
that
sorry,
is sabog?
This is sabog na for...
Wow. Then what do you call... What
parang,
do you call us?
I feel so sad all of a sudden.
I know, parang yan. This is sabog.
This is us na medyo nag-ayos na tayo.
That's your that somebody was coming of sabog.
In. Yeah, I just came from swim training so I didn't have time to dry my hair.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that. What's up?
Well, we're just very happy that you're here.
I know.
You know, si Chico may hangover pa yan eh. You know, being close to you.
Ah, okay.
Ang feeling kasi niya, you know, he's so into the Miss Universe.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, I'm just saying that,
beauty royalty, as you said.
Yes, and you know, like growing up, I'm pretty sure, I mean, you know, obviously by the time you were born, your mom was already Miss Universe. And it's like, what was the whole thing? Like, I'm pretty sure you've been deluged.
How big of a deal she was when you were growing up? No.
No, not really. I think I grew up with her as my mom, and I didn't really see how much of a big deal it was until I was a bit older and people would ask me regularly about it. And yeah, in school, I was treated with a little bit more... finally, the teachers were always so...
Attentive.
Attentive. And for show and tell, once they asked me to bring her crown over.
Oh, wow.
Her crown.
And did you?
I think I did when I was younger.
Speaking
yeah.
So wait,
which,
it's literally there.
Where
like,
is the
it's
crown?
Just, yeah.
Well, my mom has one in our house.
So it's just there. I mean, you can just like wear it whenever.
What is, have
whenever
you worn
you
it?
Feel like
have
it.
You worn it?
I've worn it. I'm sure I've you worn have. It once for fun. Yeah, at Tim Yap's Mad Hatter party. And wow. I didn't have a hat to wear, and everybody was saying, just
"What a hat!
What a hat! Then, huh?
What a hat!"
So I wore it. That was fun.
You know, a crown trumps all the other hats.
That's actually true.
Okay, so it begs the question, and I'm pretty sure you have heard this quite a couple of times. And I guess for me, because, you know, when I was watching last Sunday,
yeah.
I saw a tweet from one of your friends, Ann Curtis, begging you,
yeah.
like, please, 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 yeah. please, 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 join. I think they know that you don't have plans. So, obviously,
you don't?
She's...
You don't?
No, I don't really have plans to do that.
Yeah, but how do you respond to that? Because, like, you have, like, your friend, even your friends are, like, begging you to join.
I don't know. Anne just loves to do that every year. She tweets it. And, like, 100 people tweet me, and I'm, like, so stressed. But,
all the pressure.
Yeah. It's flattering first, because they ask me to be part of that. And, you know, it's the most beautiful women in the Philippines. But, as I said in countless interviews, that I don't sometimes... I mean, I don't even feel like I'm the most beautiful person in the room, let alone the Philippines or my.
Have you seen yourself?
May mirror ba kayo sa...
You need a mirror?
May mirror ba kayo sa
house?
No, I think I don't know. I don't think of that also. I guess also because I grew up with a lot of beautiful people.
Right.
Oh, well, that is true.
Yeah, that's a complex talaga. When you grow up with... beautiful people around you. Kasi kung mga kasama ko pangit eh.
Kaya nga kumangit ka man pangit, diba? You befriended.
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". Right.
Is this like a audition for...
I would wonder, like, kasi we've talked to a lot of people whose parents are famous.
Right.
And they suffer from barang the, you know, living, having to live under the shadow of their parents.
Yeah.
And this is a prime example of it, because she did it, but if you do it, one, they want you to join, but there's the expectation of winning. And of course, that comes with it, diba, when you're...
Well, I think more than living under the shadow, I think I am who I am because of my mom. She's the one who paved my way to be, for example, in show business or in the fashion industry.
Or your jeans.
And, and so I'm very happy about that. The only, not man difficult, but the only thing that is constantly asked is if I'm going to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah.
Which is difficult for me because it's exactly her footsteps. You know, they want me to join Binibini Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. They want me to, you know, go to Miss Universe. And it's very flattering. You know, a lot of the, especially the makeup artists, the hairstylists I work with, they always say, you know, mananalo ka dyan and stuff. And it's so sweet, honestly. But, syempre, it's not... One, it's not my thing. And two, I'm not... I guess it's not something that I've ever really dreamed of.
Right.
You know, I mean, my mom always tells me, you know, if you want the crown, just wear mine. She jokes about that.
Wow, what a mom,
I know, right?
Diba?
It's a lot of pressure.
You know, your mom is one of those beauty queens. So she's not just known for her beauty. She's known for her brains.
Her frankness?
But remember, this is...
No filter.
Better remember there was a time when beauty queens were just known for beauty.
Yeah.
Until, you know, we have these, the spate of beauty queens from the Philippines who prove that I'm not just a beauty. I'm also, I have a good head on my shoulders.
Well, you know, it's a funny story. When my mom has 10 sisters. I mean, they're 10 sisters. So, and a lot of my titas are also very beautiful. And when she joined Binibini Pilipinas in 1968, her parents didn't even know she joined until she won and she left for the States. And
how could they have not known?
That's a lot of hiding.
Because in that time, they were just meant to get married and be a wife.
Right.
And so for my grandparents, you know, Binibining Pilipinas, it wasn't such a big deal. Until the president called them up when she won Miss Universe.
Whoa.
How old was she when she won?
18. And a lot of people don't know when my grandfather called my mom, they greeted her like, oh, congratulations. Okay, but long distance to, mahal na to, bye. You know, within my family,
deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
It was a big deal, but it was still like they tried to humble my mom in a sense that, you know,
you have nine
other beautiful sisters.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I think that in that way, my mom had to kind of not just use beauty as her edge.
As her strong point.
She also needed to be street smart and...
Hey,
like
if your mom has 9 sisters,
yes.
So you have many beautiful cousins.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I find
my
them
gosh,
very beautiful, my cousins. Well, Georgina's my cousin.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, you're right. You grew up with so many beautiful people.
And Georgina, and my sister, and Georgina's a younger sister.
But I think when people bug you about the contest, I really don't think it's because you're Gloria Diaz's daughter. I mean, I think that's
that's more of like you're running on your own steam.
No, I think it's a
like cherry on top. Yeah.
But I really think that
because your face is very symmetrical. Sorry, I don't mean to make you self-conscious, but you have a very symmetrical face.
We really think you'll win.
Notice the enthusiasm.
No, I think it's more of like, you know, like what, you know.
But it's not just that, huh? Your beauty is very Filipina. And I don't know, but it's so nice to be represented by a beauty queen who looks exactly like the rest of us. I mean, not exactly, but you know, your skin color. No, your skin color, your features. Yes.
I guess it's just a frustration that, why don't you want to join? Because if you win, you know, like, I mean, if you join, for sure you'll win. And you have very big chances.
Oh, I think, I don't know, people keep saying that to me, and that's I'm really flattered, but I don't think that... Parang, I don't know. I feel like winning will not add to my happiness
now. But it will to the rest of us.
He's only thinking about himself.
Okay,
so...
Parang it's an additional achievement.
Yeah.
No, but... I don't know. I think that's why they want you to join. Because your self-esteem... Sorry, there's no better word. Does not rely on winning a beauty queen. A beauty queen title, just like your mom. So, it begs the question, though. What do you want to do? If being a beauty...
You know what? I would rather probably win an Ironman race.
That's what will make you win Miss Universe.
Grabe talaga. A beauty pageant. I guess people don't really see the responsibility of being a beauty icon. You know, when my mom, for example, goes to the market and she's not perfect...
Made up, yeah.
People will always have a say and will always tell her.
Right.
And I guess that's how also she developed being frank and everything. And I just see like, wow. Mm. Like now, I can't come here. I'm not fully dressed and everything. You know, people expect you to be a beauty queen.
Have you seen yourself? Again, have you seen yourself? If that's you not made up, you know.
Para na insulto kayata.
So wait, you came from a swim training.
Training.
Well, what are you training for?
Well, I'm training for the Cebu half Ironman this August.
Wow!
Oh my gosh!
So it's a lot of pressure and a lot of kind of.
Ang tough nito.
A lot of time for me. Yeah.
If you ever change your mind and actually join Miss Universe after you've won these marathons, I mean. You would be such an athletic beauty queen. Have we had that?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, we're still on the beauty queen topic.
Hindi, kasi if you seem to be very sporty.
I am. That's why I never thought I would be in the fashion industry, because growing up, I was a tomboy, and I still am. I love to do sports. I love to compete with guys. I'm very competitive.
What's your favorite sport?
I have a lot. Like, I grew up playing football and basketball, and I was in varsity in elementary and high school.
Well, you have the height for it.
Yeah, and then I also do horseback riding and tennis. And
do
then,
you compete so in horseback riding?
Well, when I was younger, yeah, but then my horses died.
So, this is so sad.
I know. Right? I didn't even know what to say anymore. I was like,
But no. So now I'm doing triathlon. It's more of like a self. It's not a team sport. So it's you against
you challenge yourself.
Yeah.
No, but that's kind of goes together. I mean, like if you're into sports, that you know, then you know you could go into the fashion industry because you're so fit and you know and you're so.
Yeah,
that's actually true.
It kind of works.
How did you get started in wanting to do this?
I just thought it was another challenge that I wanted to take on. I've done a lot of other sports and team sports, so I just wanted to see if I could do it by myself without having to rely on a team. Although I do have a team, but it's really your own
yeah.
And everything.
When it comes to the actual,
you still have to challenge yourself at the end of the day. Yeah.
So how's the swim training, and when did you start, and exactly how many laps do you do in a day?
Well, today I did 2.3 kilometers.
What?
But I'm not fast. I'm kind of like slow and steady, and I'm happy with that.
This is in the same line of thinking. This is me, not Ayospa, right now.
No. I mean, I'm slowly building my mileage, and I just want to be consistent.
Right.
So, how often do you train?
Yeah. How often?
I train every day.
Every day.
Every.
Yeah. So that's 2.3 kilometers of swimming every day, or you alternate between
What I do is I do two. In a week, I do 2 times swimming, and then I do 3 times running, and I do 3 times biking. So just to kind of mix it up.
And that will merge at some point in your training, right?
Yes.
Because you have to do all three.
Exactly.
Are you like one of those really fit girls who eat whatever they want and they never gain a pound?
Actually, no. I mean, well, I do eat a lot. I really, really eat a lot. But I do gain weight if I don't watch out for it. There are women who just eat whatever and you're just like,
how does it go?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a bit of both. I eat a lot. I binge, but then I also try to eat healthier sometimes.
You know,
what about you guys?
We obviously eat a lot.
Obviously, we
eat a lot.
We love food.
We obviously.
No, we
love
have the gene kasi na parang whenever you keep eating, we don't get fat at all. This is really how we are. We were born like this.
Do you guys work out and exercise?
Don't say bad words.
Everybody's quiet.
Nakasira na araw.
I play iPad.
That's as much exercise as he's gonna get.
You have to before or after your workout. No? Nobody's interested?
No, but...
No takers.
I'd love to say that I do, but...
Try to change the I'm too busy with it's not my priority.
I have an injury. Mm-hmm. That's my excuse.
Yeah, as an injury.
No, but actually, I love... I know.
Did you do water therapy, like swimming? It doesn't affect me.
I just had my surgery like last week, so it's still pretty fresh.
Okay,
so maybe like a couple of weeks from now, I can.
Yeah. Excuses.
And I don't like taking my shirt off in the
pool. Alam mo, hamurin mo siya sa basketball. Yes. Tuhurin mo siya.
I'm pretty sure you would beat me.
So you know what you should do? Since your wound is still fresh, swim in shark-infested water.
Wow, thanks. I love the concern.
Make you swim faster.
Exactly. No, but you know, like, like you're just so busy with so many things, diba? You've got your sports, you know, people are bugging you to join the beauty pageant, and then you've also got your, you know, your fashion, the fashion side of your life.
Your endorsements.
How do you feel? Like, what's really closest to your heart?
Well, I think one of my biggest passions is of course sports, and if I could be a pro triathlete if I was good enough, I would be, but I can't. So I'm happy incorporating it in my life as, for example, a model.
A hobby. Right.
That's why, you know, one of the things I never thought I would do is be a model. I grew up really awkward, ugly duckling.
But beauty queens say that.
It's so, talaga. You always say that.
They always say that. Pretty.
I don't know. No, I'm telling you, if you see my picture, you'll be like shocked.
What happened when you...
Yeah, and then I went to college, and then Mr. Ben Chan asked me if I wanted to be the face of Human. And the first thing I asked him was like, are you sure? Like, why me?
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
And, you know, he was so kind and he really believed in me. And that's really how my career started. And ever since I've been with Bench. Yeah.
Just on the strength of him.
Him just telling me, like, you can be the face of Human.
You said you were ugly duckling and then you went to college and then you became pretty. I went to college.
How come I never became
For seven
pretty?
Years. Look where it got me. No, but I mean...
He waited 7 years. But wait, it wasn't happening.
So how do you... You were saying that you grew up like a tomboy. And just like sports, you want to be like a... You know, just like one of the guys.
Yeah.
So how do you... What goes through your mind when you do something as girly and as fashion-y as, let's say, when you did your... Remember the Bench fashion show?
Yes, the Bench. So it's like... I love the Bench fashion
And with that,
show,
you were wearing the red thing, thingamajiggy. How does it feel when you're like, okay... Do you have that
from sports to that? It's such a pretty big comparison.
Well, okay, I am a tomboy in that sense, but don't get me wrong, I am still very kikai. Like, I love makeup.
And you enjoy wearing all that frilly stuff.
Yes, I love having hair treatments and things like that. So, when we did the Bench show, it was a lot of pressure because, one, try being in a stage and in like 6-inch heels, 1,000 people looking at you, carrying a huge like set of wings. And you have to suck your stomach in. Mm-hmm. You have to look perfect, smile.
Sorry, one track mind yan.
What?
The minute
suck
you said
your stomach
suck,
in.
His mind.
You
was
were
just,
the one who looked at me.
Oh, I saw that guilty look on
of
your face.
Of course not.
Oh.
I was thinking like it's hard for me to suck my stomach in.
You know, Isabel, you have to.
You know, they always gang up on me.
Isabel, you have to forgive my pervert co-host.
Oh, whatever. they always gang up on me because I'm the youngest one.
Whatever.
Obviously.
Yeah. So there. I mean, it was. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of pressure because
you know. Did you diet for the show?
You know what I. Have to say, I did not. Oh, I was not too.
Oh man!
Really?
So don't like Google pictures of me. Like, oh, well, she didn't.
When you saw the pictures after the show, how did you feel about yourself? Because you know, it's one thing for people to tell you look good, but you're judging your body and your walk
and
everything.
You're your worst critic.
What did you say to yourself when you saw the pictures?
I did okay. I think I'm happy it was done. And my only goal was not to fall. So I reached my goal. I had a short-term goal. And yeah, I was happy with that. But talking about like having the kikai side, you know, doing fashion magazines. Like I have my Cosmo cover out also.
I know. Is this your first ever?
Yes, it's my first ever. Yeah,
wow.
I'm so happy and proud of it. Because it turned out really nice. And the team I worked with was so
professional. Were you nervous?
I wasn't nervous because everybody was so cool and I was working with a lot of my friends. You know, Marana did my makeup, Liz Uy styled me, and then BJ Pascual was a photographer, and of course the Cosmo team, they're also kalog and cool and welcoming.
Right.
So, do you get conscious? Do you still get conscious? I mean, you did parade, you
in
know,
your,
like, in a very...
I think
like,
there are certain things that you... are conscious about, like certain parts of your body, but you cannot make that overpower when you're actually there in the shoot. You
oh
just
my
have
gosh,
to do your
you're
thing.
Gonna win Miss Universe! That answer,
one track mind.
Okay, because do you think you have the ability to think on your feet?
I think I do. I mean, but it's different when you're on stage and you're in a
with
gown
all the pressure.
And a pressure. I think, you know, the people have done so well for themselves.
Right.
The ones in the Bini Bini and even the ones in the, our former beauty queens, they did so well, I think.
Okay, well, we have more questions for Isabel when we come back. Can we talk about boys with you? Like,
yes.
Sure. You know?
Again, let's talk about boys.
There's going to be a whole lot of girls.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited
I want to know your view. We all want to know.
And are you on about, are you game about like if we want to do some little games with
you? I'm game for that.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm game for that.
All right, so we're going to take this break when we come back. More of Isabel Daza here on The Morning
it's
Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We are just so honored to have Isabel Daza in the booth. And so we did say... we're excited to do stuff with her.
Yes.
So,
but also incorporate Q&A and boys.
I know. So,
topic.
Okay. Do we play first, or do we talk about boys, or do we play with boys?
We can do both at the same time.
Okay.
And see, game first.
A game first. Okay,
game first.
You will be
okay,
the.
So Isabel,
it's his obsession.
We know it's not your thing, but you know, a lot of people are really just bugging you about
a theoretical scenario.
A theoretical scenario that everybody wants you to join Binibini Pilipinas.
Okay.
Eventually, Miss Universe. You know, if you win. So, what if we? This is a pageant.
Okay.
We need you to be prepared. We want you to be prepared for the, well, arguably the most difficult part. They can ace the swimsuit, the gown.
Evening wear.
When it comes to the question and answer, that's where a lot of them falter.
Yeah.
So we want to train you.
Okay.
We want to train you.
Yes. You will be answering our questions.
This okay.
The Q&A of the Beaning RX booth.
Okay. But then I get to ask you guys a question after.
What?
So. Wow. I like it.
Like
that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Well,
you so whoever asks the question, you get to ask a question. So if I don't ask a question, no question also.
No. Okay. You have to ask a question.
The guest reserves the right to ask any of the hosts any questions.
Yeah. Okay, so let's
I'm going to ask one question and then you guys have to answer it.
Ooh.
You
know,
What are you doing turning tables?
What is this turning tables?
I don't know. I'm also curious.
Okay. So who goes first? Do you have a question?
Ikaw muna.
Sige.
Age before beauty.
Contestant.
Okay. Unang-una si Chico.
Contestant number Isabel.
Okay.
If time is gold, what is silver?
Is this serious?
Yeah. You can't ask that. We're live. On TV.
We're live on TV.
I apologize for... As early as now, I apologize for his question. If time is
gold, so what is silver?
What is silver? This is such a weird question.
So philosophical.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. Okay. Time is gold.
It's gold.
What is as precious as time? I guess family.
Family is silver.
Family is silver, I guess. Time with your family, gold, silver. I have no idea. This question does not make sense. I cannot do that.
You cannot tell the judge that the question doesn't make sense.
Who says she can't?
I know. It's her decision.
Maybe it's time for a beauty queen contestant to stand up
to the judges.
You know, you got a silly question. I'm not even going to answer it.
Exactly. It doesn't deserve my time, yeah.
Right. Ako, I have a question. This is a serious one. Okay. Kaya nakalimutan ko sa
dali. Ay, naku, Delamar.
I totally forgot. Think of the formulation. No, Filipinas are known to be subservient, conservative, what's another word for mahinhin. But you don't seem to fit that mold. What can you say about who is the modern Filipina? What is she like?
Thank you, Judge Number Delamar.
Thank you. Well, I think I am a bit of both. I'm a conservative Filipina, but I'm also open-minded. I have, of course, I live in this generation, so I know the things that we have to not really compromise, but kind of take into consideration.
Right.
So I would say I am the modern Filipina because I do encapsulate the traditions and values of a Filipino family and what a conservative Filipina would like. But I am also, open-minded into, you know, listening to... Sorry, I mean, oh my God, it's really hard. why is it so serious? I mean, I think I also encapsulate the modern Filipina because, to repeat myself, I'm open-minded and I am open to listening to accepting different traditions and rules and policies when it comes to the government, when it comes to maybe your religion.
You're going to win!
No, it's my brain is scattered right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Judge number
Okay, after
Gino.
This, ako na.
Yeah, all right.
If you were to encapsulate the...
Encapsulate then the original.
If you were to sum, ano pa, ano mo? Shut up.
What an unoriginal.
If you were to summarize your entire view of what love is like, not when it comes to family, but just, you know,
romantic love.
If you were to summarize it in a paragraph.
Make it hard, a sentence.
How would you summarize it?
I think love is what makes you want to wake up in the morning.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
Wake up in the morning and start your day. And go to sleep at night excited to be with that person. Mm-hmm. And to experience that
those moments, the little moments that don't mean much but it makes you happy.
Can you give initials?
Now she gets to ask a question.
Now I have a question.
Okay, before you ask, you are the first ever guest
that
who turned the tables on us.
Okay, so the audience needs to listen to this because I think it's going to be juicy.
Oh no.
Okay. Time's Let's up. Say we are in a beauty pageant.
Okay.
You have to answer realistically. Do not think of yourself and don't think of anything else, just what you personally believe in. No showbiz, no radio show.
Okay. Parang she's a better judge than we are.
Okay. My mom always asks me this. Would you rather be beautiful or smart?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'll tell you why.
And why?
I'll tell you why they want to be beautiful. Because they think they're already smart.
Okay.
So now it's like, you know.
No, that's not my answer.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Do not, okay, contestant Chico, number go. Delamar, do not answer for contestant number Chico.
Okay, answer.
Would you rather be beautiful and or smart? And
thank you
why?
For that wonderful question.
Tactics na.
Thank you for that wonderful question. What do I believe is better that I would be rather beautiful or smart? I choose beautiful. Because beautiful people get the boys.
Okay.
No. Because I believe beauty, I choose beauty. Because if you don't
He's
have
crushing.
If you don't He's if you're not smart, you can study.
Okay.
But if you're not pretty, good luck.
Actually, that's true. Okay.
Okay, Del.
Okay. Contestant number Delamar.
So I'm answering like me, right?
Yeah, like you. Me. Oh my gosh, did I just answer like me?
Yes, you did.
I think seriously
is a good question.
Okay, go.
I think that to be realistic, I would want to have both in equal amounts. Because life you cannot live just as a beautiful person. Life demands more out of you than just your looks.
Wait, is that a legitimate answer? You had to pick between beauty
sorry.
And brains.
I'm the beauty queen contestant.
Contestant number Gino.
That's a good point.
Sorry, Mr.
Contestant number Gino.
But you
shut up. Okay, you answer
this
the question.
Wait for
later.
Your moment. This is her moment.
Claws are out.
So Miss USA.
Continue.
Miss USA, I wonder why.
So Miss USA,
what, representative of the land of the United States
what,
of America,
land of the and the home
you
of the
guys
brave.
Are such jerks.
No, go. Come on, Miss USA.
I miss Philippines. No, I think life demands more out of a person more than just looks or more than just brains.
Okay,
life demands that you have. A combination of everything for you to be successful. You need a little bit of brains, a little bit of beauty. So for me, that's.
Oh my gosh, she's actually writing stuff.
Okay.
I think she's actually judging
us.
I think she's actually grading
us.
Oh my gosh.
Is she grading us?
Well,
since. I read. Okay.
Contestant number Epal. What is your answer? What is your answer?
Like such a third rate citizen.
While you're thinking of your answer, a friend of ours who's a big fan of yours is just beside herself because she's not here. So could you just say hello to Sumi?
Hi, Sumi. There Thank you for go. Listening.
While you're at it, could you say hi to Jarell also?
Hi, Jarell. Thank you guys for listening.
All right. So here's the deal. Because contestant number Delamar was a cheater.
Miss USA.
Miss USA. Mas
you shut up.
You were so...
Kaya. You shut up.
Because you can't pick a
editorial.
If I had to pick between beauty and brains, I think the reason why I would pick beauty is because with a lot of intelligence comes a lot of sadness. When you're too smart
That's
for the world.
Miserable.
When you're too smart, you look too much into things, you think about things a little too much, and then I see a lot of people who don't overthink things, who don't overanalyze things, and when they do, they're much, much happier with their lives. Mm. And, you know, I guess it doesn't hurt to be beautiful.
Okay,
so what is she writing?
I was going to ask you guys another one, but later na.
Are you judging us? What's the verdict?
No, I think you guys all gave really good answers. It really reflects on your personalities.
Don't you think Del's answer was Madaya? Because she went with both.
Yeah. Okay. But the question
was, we were supposed to pick between beauty and brains. You can't pick both.
But the judge can always say, well, you didn't answer my question. You fail. I reserved that right. Okay, so we're gonna ask about boys.
Okay,
you seem to be like you're.
We're going to ask about boys. May irerito ka ba sa
any friends?
No, because you're known for your beauty. But I mean, out of this interview that started at 9, you seem to have more than just that. I mean, it seems like you're very, you know yourself more.
Huh? Ask the question.
We want to know, how do guys approach someone like you? Before you answer.
It can be intimidating.
Yeah, you can be intimidating. I don't know if you even know that. You probably don't know that because you're you. You think you're just Isabel, but you're going to answer it after we take a break. The last break of the show today.
All right.
More with Isabel Daza after these.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for us to talk to our very special guest in the booth. We've got Isabel Daza, the beautiful.
All right. Well, we had a hanging question for Isabel, which is, you know.
Wow, very buzz ang ano natin.
I know.
Mga hanging question pang nalalaman.
No, kasi syempre, some guys are easily intimidated by beauty, but you seem to have both. Like, you're not the fragile kind of beauty.
Yeah.
I mean, you're more outgoing. You're more, pardon the adjective, but you're a bit more cowboy.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe because you were a tomboy growing up, so you're more, I don't know, assertive, maybe? I'm not sure if that's the right word.
Do guys have a hard time approaching you?
Would
you know if they're intimidated? Like, friends tell you, oh, he wanted to date you, wanted to ask you for a date, but, you know, he's kind of scared.
And you're tall pa.
So, diba? Yes.
It's always a factor.
I think now, since I guess, been in the industry a bit longer, I do not experience so much guys come up to me as opposed to if I were a little bit like abroad. Mm-hmm. It's parang more foreigners. I don't know if
ganyan din ako.
Yan din ang market nila.
Filipino guys not so much.
Yeah, they get intimidated. They get easily intimidated by vocal women. How could you not be intimidated?
I guess I don't know. I really have no idea. But parang I experience more of foreigner guys who come up to me.
Plus, diba, you're on the cover of Cosmo pa. So, it's like, whenever you're a guy and you see somebody in the bar and you're like, oh, hey, this girl's pretty. She's the cover of Cosmo. Wait, how am I supposed to talk to her? Diba, parang, it's hard to sort of, quote-unquote, level up your game.
Right.
To sort of be on the same level.
Hi, okay. So, better we'll go like a... very the buzz on you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No. Like,
wait, establish muna natin yung type ni Isabel.
What is your ideal?
Who's your crush, foreign and local?
Celebrities,
celebrity.
So that we know. Because if you just say
random name,
John Doe, I mean, we don't know who that is. But I do know John Doe. He's a friend from high school. Sorry.
Yung kapatid ni Jane.
Ni Jane.
Kaklase niya rin sa high school si Juan de la Cruz.
So sige, crush.
Foreign crush. I love Ryan Gosling.
Yes, like-minded.
Love him.
Trickier yung local.
Honest,
huh?
A little close to home.
Honest.
Okay. I'm thinking. My crush. Well, there's this guy.
I love this mga. There's this guy.
Wait. Celebrity pala to, no?
Celebrity. Before discussion,
Ryan Gosling.
Tapos biglang, there's this guy.
This is the Kikai side.
I know, and notice how, kasi like parang kanina, parang you're like tough chick. Then suddenly it's like, there's this guy.
No, wait. We're talking about celebrities. Yeah. Okay. That, he wasn't a celebrity kasi. Celebrities. Sino mo cute? You guys mention and I'll say na lang if I
know. I'm sure you have somebody in mind.
You have somebody in mind, but you don't want to say.
No. I right now I'm having like a blank. Oh, I find Fabio really cute. He's a model.
Fabio's cute.
Yeah.
Daniel Matsunaga.
He is cute. Yeah, he's cute also.
See,
he's my friend, kasi.
Zian's not my type.
You like dark.
I mean, Enchong for me is really cute. He's my friend. I find him handsome.
And so nice.
Yeah, he's so mabait. So nice, I love him. Who else? Sino mga friends ko na pwede ko i-mention?
Bakit friends? Ang dami.
Sino talagang sinabi niya, sino mga friends ko na pwede ko i-mention?
Dapat yung may malice.
Yung may malice.
Paano kung wala naman talaga?
Hindi, yung kaya nga hindi friends eh. Yung talagang crush talaga eh. You're giving friends, di ba? So.
Crush? Sino pa? You guys tell me then. I'm thinking it.
Ano? Natatakot ako mag-mention kasi syempre baka...
Max Alvarado.
Labo naman ito. No, ito na lang. Sige. Now that we've sort of like established...
Your type.
Are you seeing someone?
Yes, I am. He actually works for Adidas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
He's not a celebrity.
Wait, he isn't.
Seeing like dating or seeing as in like...
Oh, no. I've been with him for a pretty long time now. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know.
Is he the reason why you don't want to join like beauty contests?
Oh, no, not at all.
Is
not
he supportive?
All. He's very supportive.
If you said you wanted to join, would he?
He's very supportive in anything I do.
Oh, cool.
I think, yeah.
Why do you like him?
First of all, he's French, and I think his culture is very different from mine. So I learn a lot of things about.
I love you already.
About myself and about our culture.
I so
in
agree.
Comparison to his culture.
Can I just sorry to yeah. interrupt? But sorry,
Miss USA.
I think sometimes. There are people who want to know about themselves in comparison to someone who's different.
Yeah.
See?
Well, like, I learned a lot about myself because of him. Like, for example, I sometimes exaggerate too much. And it's like, sometimes he says, you know, when you tell a story, you can't exaggerate too much or else it doesn't make you credible. And I realized, oh yeah, I shouldn't do that. Or eating habits. Alam mo tayong mga Pinoy, we love to eat till we're full. He just eats till he's not hungry. He'll never crave for any food. Like me, I'm constantly thinking, okay, breakfast, I'm gonna have Eggs Benedict. Lunch, I'm gonna have like Caesar salad
that's
and a
French
pizza.
Thing.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I keep trying to develop it, but it's I have to work on it.
Even the portions of French food, they're kind of small.
Like, yeah. Wasn't there a book that came out about the French diet and why French women are so thin compared to their...
Yeah. But I really see it like with him. For example, he said, you know, Filipinos, when food comes in the office, people clap. He's like, why do people do that? I'm like,
kasi third world. Developing country.
We do a little dance when we were like happy with the food that we eat.
No, but it's true. When I grew up in France, we really loved, ako, I only, for breakfast, I only ate like French bread. And French fries. And then maybe a little bit.
Sorry, how long have you been with him?
3 years now.
Yeah. Wow. 3 years.
Sian lived just tweeted us.
Oh no, we're
he goes, ganun pala ha. Okay lang, at least si call center guy likes me.
No, Zian, you're very handsome. Oh my gosh. You're very handsome.
I think he's kidding.
Yell Zian.
Yes, you can say something to Zian to make him feel better, call center guy.
Me, heterosexual. But I like you as a coffee.
Okay, go.
No, but see, that's the thing. You know, like when it comes to like beautiful people. Male or female. That's one of the first things people want to know. Especially if, you know, you're a celebrity. It's like, are you free? Are you single?
Oh, also because if you're beautiful, people are gunning for you. That's the assumption.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think nowadays, people, especially, you can't be so showbiz about things. You know, you can't say like, oh, I'm single, when you're really not.
Yeah.
When
we
have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have Facebook. You have to kind of be yourself and more real... Parang more real because if people, I think now, the audience and this generation appreciates that as opposed to if you were a little less
open about it.
Not even less open it. If you were kind of saying, oh no, I'm with this love team or whatever.
Yeah.
This is my opinion, huh? I mean, I respect everybody else's strategy and everything, but for me.
Actually,
I'm open about it.
We wish we had like more time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
But that's why we say. But you know, she wants to do a little.
I want
to
do my quick game for you guys.
We should have this.
I did
game.
This with Sana Sam.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna say a word, and you have to give me two words You have to choose. For example, I'm going to ask you food. You're going to say what your favorite food is and two reasons why. Okay.
Two reasons why.
But like quick reasons, like yummy and tasty.
Crunchy, okay. So, kunyari, yeah, favorite word, food, spaghetti, yummy and tasty.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly, huh?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Chico so and then okay. Del and then Gino. Okay. Wild animal.
Baby lion. Cute okay. and cuddly.
Okay. Okay. Del.
Tiger. Beautiful and fierce.
Okay. Siberian husky. Pet. Guapo.
Siberian husky?
Yeah.
Okay. Guapo and pet. Okay. Domestic animal.
Me? Pig.
Okay. Why? Two reasons why.
Delicious.
Okay.
And crunchy.
Okay.
Dog.
Okay.
Loving and loyal.
Chicken. Fighter. Layer of eggs. What?
Okay, okay, okay. That's good.
Okay.
Okay, food. One food, if you could keep have one food that you would bring on an island and eat every single day.
Oh my gosh. Spaghetti.
Okay, why?
Pataas at pababa.
Taas at baba. Okay. Del?
Sorry, I'm the same. Pasta. It's, okay. It's filling and hearty.
Spam.
Filling, hearty.
Spam, crunchy, and salty.
Spam, crunchy. Do you know that they say that spam is the closest to human flesh?
Thanks for completely ruining spam for me.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, he's a cannibal.
Okay, so wild animal is basically what you see yourself. So Chico, you're a baby lion because you think you are cute and cuddly. Del, you're a tiger. You're beautiful and fierce.
Wow.
Gino, you're a Siberian husky because you're a guapo and a pet.
Wow. Okay. This is creepy.
This is so creepy.
Sobra exacto, ha? Kasi wild, yung narcissistic.
Wild.
Hey!
You
are not cute and cuddly.
Domestic animal is what you want your partner to be. So
oh my
you
God.
Said pig because you want someone delicious and crunchy. You want a dog, somebody loving and loyal.
Oh!
And Gino, you want a chicken because it's a layer of eggs. So I guess you want them to bear your
children.
And a fighter.
And a fighter.
Oh my God.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh my God.
And,
that's so cool.
And the last food is your perception on sex. So, if we can say that word.
Yeah. Sakto nga si Chico up and down.
So, Chico. You want it to be mataas and mababa.
No, pataas.
Pataas and mababa. Up and down. Del, you want it to be filling and hearty. That's it.
Filling.
And yours is crunchy and salty.
How the heck could you have salty?
I know. It's a good adjective.
Oh
usually put delicious or healthy. Yours is like salty.
Right before he does anything with a girl.
I have to find out.
Binubugura muna niya na salt.
I have to find out. Are you salty?
Oh my God.
Wow, we wish we had more time.
I know.
But of course you are, if they want to see more of you, like print.
Yes,
they
can grab a copy of Cosmopolitan April issue. I have a lot of revelations there. Shout out.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's my first Cosmo cover, and I'm pretty excited and happy about it. So please grab a copy if you guys have time.
Congratulations.
And my first movie, It Takes a Man and a Woman, with John Lloyd Cruz and Sarah Geronimo.
Still showing?
It's still showing. It's on its third week. It's doing pretty well,
must
so I'm happy.
Doing pretty well.
Doing that's pretty little, well is very under. That's an understatement.
Understatement. Okay, can we make a pact?
Yes.
A deal.
Okay.
Because you know you're saying you're not going to join.
Okay.
Being Pilipinas, but if you find yourself during the question and answer when they ask you the question before you answer, can you go thank you for that wonderful question, and then go hi Chico.
And shout then, out to Chico before
Chico,
I answer that question.
And then answer the question.
Alec
okay,
Baldwin.
It's a pact.
Thank you.
All right, I will. I agree to that.
Thank okay. you so much for taking
thank
time
you
out.
So much. I had so much fun.
Thank you.
Such
thank
a pleasant
you, thank
surprise.
You.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for spending your week with us.
I know.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow, Ashley.
I'm going to tune in tomorrow.
Really, you're awake.
Thank
oh, yeah,
you.
I can see train. All right.
All right, there you go. Oh, we've got Quick Fix coming up. Bye, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.